Blog Talk Radio.
We came to let you know tonight that there is a man that got all power in his hands. And I don't care what kind of trouble you...
Yesterday. That was one of the great ones, sister and brothers, group out of Chicago, known as the Southern Faith Gospel Singers. He singing Lord Ray.
Yeah.
And I hope and trust that my family was truly listening to what the words were saying when he says, lift, I save you. He said, yeah. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Mm-hmm. We truly need to lift up the name of Jesus today. We find ourselves in a world like never before. If there ever been a time in life when you needed to lift up the name of Jesus, the time is now. Lift thy Savior. I like that because he says, lift thy Savior. See, the song is telling you what to do, telling you who to do it to, and then he's telling you what he is. The song said, lift thy Savior up. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. See, he's not going to draw man unto man, but he said, I'll draw all men unto me in the mighty, magnificent name of Jesus.
Yes.
All you need to do is lift up the name of Jesus. You know, we like to tell you that Lord will, the Bible said, he says he will supply my every need. The Bible says that. But you got to lift up the name of Jesus so you will be in tune with Jesus for him to supply. Oh, you know, some of us like to tell you that you got to give God something to work with. The Bible says that he kneeled down and blew the breath of life into a pile of dirt, which was man.
Yeah,
so you dirt from the beginning. Now, you got to give him something to work with. He wants to clean you up. I know he do because he said his word. He said he'll wash you whiter than snow. But you got to give him something to wash. How do you do it? You do it by lifting up the name of Jesus. That's how you do it, sister and brother. You come, Brother Tim used to tell us sometime when he was on there with us, He would tell us, he said, if you come in after rain long enough, but Tim said, you would dry off. See, if you lift up the name of Jesus long enough, you're going to dry off. Well, brother, what do you mean when you say I'm going to dry off? You're going to dry off because when you dry off, you're going to find yourself getting away from a lot of things that are so easy to possess you. You're going to get away from them. If you find that you can't hang around with the guys that are drinking alcohol because you might slip back into a drunken stupor, you're going to get away from that. If you find that you can't hang out with Brother D and them no more because they see out of homemonger, you're going to get away from that. See, if you just lift up the name of Jesus, that's all you got to do. I love that. I listen to that song so much. Just lift up the name of Jesus. And I promise you, sisters and brothers, he'll do the rest for you. God wants to do it. And for those that are listening today, we hope and trust that we say something today that would intrigue your mind, make you want to get a better relationship with the Lord. If you have one, those that don't have one, we hope and pray and trust it. That's something to say today to make you want to get a relationship with the Lord, because you truly is in the need right now.
Amen.
Those that want to find, those that's listening that want to find that song was singing about, you can go to the book of John, start the 12th chapter, and if you look down around it, I believe it's the 32nd verse, you'll find where it says in words, and I. The Bible, and see, mm-hmm. we've been taught that when we see it written in red, see, what that means, see, when we see it written in red, that's got a special meaning to it, don't it? That's
Jesus
him talking. It's no longer... It's no longer Peter, Mark, Luke, John. It's no longer this. It's Jesus himself talking when we see it in red. That's what we've been taught down through the years. And I like what he says. He says, and I, if I be lifted up from this earth. Do y'all see what he says? He said, and I, if I be lifted up from this earth, from the earth.
Yes.
He said, what he said? We'll draw all men unto me. He didn't say he'll draw 100,000 unto him. He didn't say I'm going to draw 10 out of every 100. See, we've been taught that 10% of our earning goes back to the Lord. So he didn't tell us he's going to draw 10% of us. He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, we'll draw all men. In other words, I'm trying to get you all to see those that think God can't use you. I know a young man, I listen to him sing sometime. His name is Bishop Noah Robeson. I heard Bishop said back when he was out there in the world, he said he had messed up so bad until he thought God couldn't use him. He said, I was nothing. I was less than nothing. I thought he couldn't use me. Now see, a lot of us find ourselves in that situation right now. We think we done so much wrong. We done been on the other side of the fence so long until we think God can't use us. But that ain't what the word telling us. And I, if I be lifted up. See, that's what you got to do right there. You got to go to the
throne.
Once you confess with that mouth and believe it in your heart, see, now you can lift him up. And if you do that, he told you what he'll do. I'll draw you unto me. And see, when the Lord draw you unto him, see, when Jesus draw you to him, now you're going to have more love in your heart. You're going to have more understanding in your heart. You're going to have more patience in your heart. You're going to want to serve him more. Things that you used to do, you just not going to do no more. Places that I heard my man say this one time. I was listening to him, young man out of Wilmington, Delaware. He got this gospel group that he was singing a song, and he says that I've gone places I had no business going. He said, I said some things that I had no business saying. See, I was on the outside. Looking in. But he said, Lord, if you just give me another chance. See, that's what we need to get right there. We need to be on our knees right now asking, Lord, if you just give me another chance, I lift you up to the day I die.
Amen.
If you just free my soul, I lift you up to the day I die.
And when you do that, what I'm trying to get you to understand, Susan, brother, I got to get out of the way. I know I'm going after this. I'm trying to get you to understand God wants to do it for you. He don't want you out here lost. He don't want you running around the world of sin. That's why he told you what to do. Lift up the name of Jesus. Quite a blessed woman you think. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Brother, you're going to step aside. I hope and trust that I could say something in my little time that would intrigue someone's mind that want to know the Lord for themselves. When you know God and the partner you're seeing for yourself, it will make you just overjoyed with joy when you find that one of your brothers, your sisters, can come on and say, I found the man. Call Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I was listening to Reverend Mary get happy yesterday, and it made me happy. It made me happy just to see that one of my brothers get happy. It made me happy.
Well, in the name of Jesus.
At this time, brother, you're going to get out of the way. I got to go. We're not going to try to hold you guys too long today or something. We don't want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. So we're going to try to give you the word and get on out the way. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the floor over to the speaker herself, Monty, in her own way. Amen. Come on, T.
Amen. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to his son, Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, to each and everyone here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here today. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God because he is a merciful God. Glory be to God. I thank and I praise God for, I was talking to my brother-in-law, AJ Blake, earlier before I came on. And I was trying to figure, well, Lord, where am I going to go now? But he began to tell me about his sister who lived in Wisconsin. I didn't know her as well as the ones that lived in Chicago, because we've been knowing them for years and years and years. But she have to go for dialysis 3 times a week. And when she went, today or yesterday, I forgot what day I was writing, but I didn't write that date down. Today or yesterday, she went to dialysis and they moved her from where she's supposed to be to somewhere else. And as they gave her dialysis, they couldn't wake her up. And they don't know what went wrong. But they took her, they had to rush her to the hospital. And God bless that she was revived. And he wanted to talk to me. He said, man, he said, I heard you, and I believe you got faith in God. Glory be to God. So that, in talking to AJ, I said, AJ, we will pray. We will lift her up tonight. And we will be praying for her after this message. And I'm going to talk on healing. And I'm going to use for a song simply, Jesus Heals. We're going to talk a little bit, and I think it's about 3 situations. We're going to talk a little bit from Matthew, the 9th chapter. And we're going to begin with the 18th verse. We're going to get on over to 9:18. We're going to go down to the 31st, but we're going to speak at each section. Jesus healed, and you know Jesus only healed by the man or the woman's faith. Without faith, you cannot be healed. You got to have faith in the person and faith in God. In this case, They had faith in Jesus because they had heard about the things that Jesus did. And it began at the 18th chapter. It says, when he spake these things, he was talking to his disciples. His disciple, John, wanted to know why that everybody else had to fast. And why didn't Jesus' disciple fast? And Jesus was telling John that long as the bridegroom is with you, you don't have to fast. But there will come a time when the bridegroom leaves you. Then you will have to fast. And during this time, as he was talking to his disciples, it says, verse 18, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. Look at the faith that that man had in Jesus. See, when we get faith, don't you know you got faith for your brother, your sister? Your brother, your sister will be healed by your faith. Glory be to God. The man, they don't speak his name, but that was Jairus. He said, though she is dead now, glory be to God, that if you would just come and lay hand on her, glory, she shall live. Look at the faith that he came to Jesus. He trusted, he had so much faith in Jesus. I know she's already dead, but I know she shall live. Hallelujah. If you just come and lay hands on her. And see, Jesus was so mobbed by the crowd when he went out because of the miracles that he did. People from all walks of life wanted to get to him. And as he rose and was on his way, our Bible tells us in verse number 20, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 long years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Glory be to God. But she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Look at the faith in this woman. She had so much faith. She had went all these years, she had spent all her money going to doctors, brothers and sisters, and they couldn't heal her. Glory be to God. But look at her faith. She heard that Jesus was going to be at this place at this time. And she made it up in her own mind, I'm going to see Jesus, for I believe that he can heal me and that he will heal me.
Yes.
She reached the glory, hallelujah, and all her sickness. She cried with a mob of crowd, trying to make it to Jesus. Glory be to God. Then she said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be made whole. Glory be to God. Do you hear the faith in her voice? Hallelujah, Jesus. Do you, I say in her voice, because I can hear it in her voice, but when you read this Bible, do you hear the faith? Do you see the faith that she had? She was determined to push her way through, Brother D.
Amen.
She was determined on not going to get up. I'm going, hallelujah, I'm going to see Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Been greeting for 12 long years. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, crawling in the crowd, a lot of the people, she crawling trying to get to Jesus. But she had made it up in her mind. This was her faith. She had made it up in her mind. If I could just touch the hem of his garment,
just touch,
I shall be made whole. Glory be to God. Yes. Look at the, look. She came up behind Jesus and just touched the hem of his garment. And healing virtue was released from Jesus into her.
In the name of Jesus.
And she was healed. Our Bible told us, he looked around and he said, who touched me? Some people would say, how did he know? Hey, glory.
Yes,
but see, the healing virtue that's in Jesus, some of them went out to her. When she was healed. Look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Who touched me? I heard a disciple say, it's a marvel crowd. How can you say somebody touch you? But you know, Jesus being Jesus, there was nothing he did not know.
Come on now.
Glory be to God.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, look what Jesus said. See, we can't seem to catch a hold to this. Jesus said, daughter, be of good comfort. He said, thy faith, thy glory, has made thee whole. And that woman was made whole in the self same hour. The blood stopped. Hey, glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, it did. Yes,
because
it did.
She had touched the heel of his garment in faith. See, she believed. If she just touched the hem of his garment, she didn't worry about touching him. She just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall. Glory be to God. Be to God. I shall be made whole. Our Bible tell her, her faith healed her.
Yes, yes,
glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, let's catch on to the faith of that woman. Glory be to God. See, in all of these little parables that I'm telling, glory be to God, these things, these happen to Jesus. And he wants us to see if we would just only believe. That's all it takes. See, these people went to Jesus believing, trusting, looking for a healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, when we ask God to heal us, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the sickness is. When we ask him to heal us and we listen for it, we believe it, and we shall be healed. Don't you think that the things that Jesus did back then, he won't do it today? Yes, he will. For our Bible said, he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. See, God's going to check it. Jesus' power has not diminished, brothers and sisters, because he's all-powerful. See, Jesus is God, and he is the Son of God. Glory be to God. Look at all this power. This woman trusted him, and she was healed. Now, Jesus healed this woman, but he didn't forget about Jairus' daughter. Verse 23 said, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepers, and they laughed him to scorn. You see how people that's not saved do? See, when Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority. He knew that he was God. And if he came, she she's only sleeping, she's only sleeping. Not once did Jesus say she was dead. But he knew she was. But he said she's only sleeping. How could Jesus say she's only sleeping? Because he is God. Glory be to God. And look what he did. Look what he did. But when the people were put forth, in other words, when they went out, he put them out.
Yes, sir.
He went
put
in. Took out by the hand, and the maiden rose.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Yeah. God. Thank
it
God.
Was her father's faith.
Faith.
That Jesus healed. Don't you know your faith should be strong enough to speak healing on somebody else? Hallelujah. Jesus healed, brothers and sisters. Jesus is the healer, and some of us can truthfully open our mouth and say, God is a healer.
Yes.
Even today, yes. He hasn't changed. Still perform miracles. He's still, glory be to God, raising people from the dead.
In the name.
Glory, hallelujah. But look at Jesus. Jesus still here. Glory, hallelujah. See, we try to put him in a box. But you can't put all that power in a box. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The only thing we can do for Jesus is walk by faith. And know that anything that we ask of him, it shall be done.
It shall be done.
And I came to tell you tonight that Jesus is a healer, and he still heals. Hallelujah. He heals by our faith. When that woman went to Jesus, she had lost everything she had trying to get herself healed. She had lost it all. But she didn't give up. She didn't give up, Brother D.
In the name of
if
Jesus.
If I could just touch the hem of his garment.
The hem of his garment.
Just the hem.
Just the
I
hem.
Shall be made whole.
made
Look
whole.
At that faith.
This,
Look at that faith.
This,
when that woman touched that hem in faith, the virtue of healing went out and healed her.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. What did Jesus tell her? Your faith has made
yes,
you whole.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 17, and Jesus departed. Then two blind men followed him, crying and said, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Can you imagine those two blind men heard that Jesus was there? They heard, because they were blind now, they heard how Jesus had healed the woman with an issue of blood. I tell you today that they heard how he raised a daughter from the dead.
Yes, he did.
So
yes,
I hear them calling Jesus. He said, Jesus, thou son of David. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, me.
Hey, glory, hallelujah. Look at these people. Look at the blind. Look at the face of a blind man.
Have mercy.
Don't say how long they've been blind.
Mm-hmm.
If they're blind.
Have mercy on me.
Hallelujah. You know the doctors can heal them. That they heard about Jesus. They heard that Jesus was passing through. So they began to call him, Jesus, the son of David. Have mercy on us.
Mercy.
Hey, glory. Look at the faith in him. And when he came to the house, look at these blind men. These blind men came to him And look at Jesus. Now, see, this is where we fall short. He said, believe me that I am able to do this. In other words, Jesus said, do you believe that I can heal you?
Can do you.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith.
Your faith. Yes, that's
he
it. That's
is
it.
Unto you.
That's it.
See,
your
this
faith.
Is what I be trying to get y'all to understand. Get y'all to see. When you call upon God, when you call upon Jesus, calling in faith, no matter what the situation is, glory be to God, nothing we can do. But our faith in God will make us whole. Glory be to God. And this is what happened to this man, to the two blind men. This is what happened. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And our Bible says, and their eyes was open. And Jesus straightly charged, saying, see that no man know it. Now Jesus knew when he told them that they wouldn't be able to hold their peace. Because if God heals you, raise you from the dead, you ain't going to keep it to yourself. You're going to have to run and tell somebody. God is still healing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, these people, when they called on Jesus for their situation, they called in faith, Brother D. They believed when they got to Jesus, everything was going to be all right. Hallelujah. Glad the blind to see. Look at Jesus. The lame could walk. The dumb could talk. Glory be to God. Look at the God that we serve. If we only just believe, we say we're children of God, then we get to be like Peter and John when the man was sitting at the gate of beautiful. Sitting at the gate back and forth. Expecting to get money. But see, he didn't know that today, that day was his day. I heard Peter and John said, look at me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, when that man looked on them, he was expecting, and he looked on them in faith. He was expecting something. He had no idea what he was going to get was a life-changing situation.
That's it.
Peter and John took him by the hand and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Lazarus, rise up and walk. Our Bible told us that man jumped up there and he jumped and hopped and shouted, glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, this is what God will do when we have faith. I tell you today again, Jesus heals. Jesus is the doctor of doctors.
Yes, he is.
Glory be to God. He's the doctor of doctors. If we just have faith when we ask Jesus something, if it's a healing, or if it's something we want, something we need, if we just ask in faith, hallelujah, and look for it, Jesus will give it to you.
Yes, he will.
And don't you think that you have a sickness that cannot heal.
God, I can't heal.
But my Bible tells me that he specializes, Brother D., in things that are impossible.
Impossible.
See,
yes,
anything that's impossible for man is possible for God. He specializes. If we can just get the faith that the woman with the issue of blood, that Jairus had, that the two blind men had, if we can just catch on to that kind of faith, because the same Jesus that walked this earth is the same Jesus that's sitting high and looking low and protecting us, healing us. But we got to go to him in faith. Glory be to God. But he's a healer today, brothers and sisters.
Yes, he is.
He's a God that heals because he wants his people. Glory be to God. Don't you know you can be born with a situation and if it's in his will, he will heal you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
He will heal by our faith. Glory be to God. And if he chooses not to heal you, just keep right on serving. Because one day, you won't have that pain no more. You won't have, you won't go without your sight. See, all this will have passed away, and behold, everything will become new. You'll be able to walk the streets of gold. You'll be able to look upon your brothers and your brothers. You'll be able to see God. Glory be to God. And I heard one of the writers in the Bible say, I don't know how he'll look, but I know I'll be just like him. Glory be to God. Hey, glory.
Yes, sir. Be just like him.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to make it in. Hallelujah.
Just like him.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like him.
Faith heals. Faith heals. We ask God stuff. We don't have enough faith for him to even look up. But faith heals. See, Jesus didn't have to touch the woman with the issue of blood, Brother D. Her faith touched the hem of his garment. And that's what healed her. Her faith in God. Her faith in Jesus. Her faith in all the things that she had heard about him. Glory be to God. Those blind men couldn't see Jesus, but they had him. And all they said was, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Look at you. Jesus showed mercy and touched their eyes and opened their eyes so that they could see. Glory be to God. We just got to have that much faith. We got to know that Jesus is still healing. Glory be to God. He's still a healing God. But we don't have the faith to be healed. We ask God to heal us. Somewhere in the Bible said, oh, ye of little faith. We don't have enough faith to get what we need from God. We need to speak. Let people know that my Father can do anything but faith. See, people want to turn around and say, my dad, but God is not your daddy. He is our Father. That's what, and I was looking at today when Jesus, I was reading a chapter where Jesus was giving the disciples the prayer. That prayer began with, he was talking about himself and us, our Father, not our daddy. Our daddy is the earthly man. But our Father is our Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. But see, we won't acknowledge our Father. Yeah, I you know what? I'm going to show you how faith moves. Faith moves God. And when you got faith in God, God will give you beyond what you can imagine. You can't even dream of the things that God will make available to you. Some of us, we can't give too much because it goes to our head and we're headed straight back out in that world. But Jesus heals. He's a God who knows it all. He knows you're sick. He knows if you're burdened down. And he knows if you're not serving him. My niece in Mississippi used to sing, there's a God that knows it all. He rules the world with all power in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Glory be to God. And I thank God for this day. In my closing, I'm going to say, Jesus, glory be to God. And truly, I thank God for that. And before I give it back to you, Brother D, I just want to be able to say a prayer for this young lady. Glory be to God. And not only her, but all the people that is sick and in need of healing. If we would just have the faith. If we have the faith for somebody else to be healed, don't you know Jesus was healed by your faith. Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, right now, Lord, I lift Sister Viola up to you, God. Father God, she's right now on the dialysis. Father God, and they don't even know why she was taken somewhere else. Father God, and it seemed that she died for a few minutes. Glory be to God. And they had to rush out to bring her back, God. But Father God, we know that you was with her, God. Father God, we know that you took care of her during this whole situation. Father God, I know you took care of her because she was able to tell her brother everything that was done. Glory be to God. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch and heal, God. Father God, and I ask you to bless AJ, Father God, for a word about his sister. Give him strength. Father God, bless him, Father God. Bless him that he can have the faith for his sister. Father God, we know all our healing has to be in your will. Father God, realize him, Father God. We got to do all that we can to walk up right before you, God. Father God, we got to trust you, Lord. We got to lean on you. For I hear in your word, Father God, you say, come unto me, all ye that are laden and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Father God, bless the one, God, that trusts in you and lean on you. And believe that whatsoever that's needed is already done. Father God, I know that you are God that loves us more than we love ourselves, more than we love you. And I ask you to bless our God right now in the name of your son, Jesus. We believe in you right now, Father God. Father God, if you don't hear her, Father God, you will set her back up on her feet, Father God, and everything will be all right. Father God, for we know our healing and everything pertaining to our lives has to be your will, Father God. Father God, and we just ask you to bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, and each and every one here at the sound of my voice, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless them, Father God. If there are sickness among them, Father God, bless them to increase their faith.
Yes,
Father God, so that they may be healed. Father God, so it's our faith that heals us, Father God. Same Jesus that healed, glory, hallelujah, the woman with the issue of blood is still healing today. Hallelujah. Father God,
yes,
and we just thank you.
Thank
Father
you.
God, and we ask you to just bless each and every one that believes right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, to heal the sick, Father God. Glory be to God. Go into the hospital room, God. Father God, and heal your people, God. Father God, go into the nursing home, Father God, and heal your people. Father God, somebody's homeless and laying in the street sick. Father God, if it be your will, Lord, I ask you to touch and heal, Lord, right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, so I know you're able. Father God, I thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you in advance for the healing, Lord. Father God, I believe there's nothing you can't do, God. Father God, I say thank you, Lord, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless, Father God, Brother D, Brother Don, Brother Dexter, who just came out the hospital. Father God, we ask you to touch him right now. Touch the bishop, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you made him and you know all about him. Father God, you know the problem. Even if the doctor don't find the problem, you already know. Father God, we ask you to touch and heal him right now, Lord, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and we just say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we know you are able. Glory be to God. Not only the physical healing, Father God, the healing of the mind.
Amen.
Father God, touch the ones that's not in the right mind, Father God. So many people came down with dementia, Alzheimer's. Father God, we ask you to touch right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Some people, Father God, to speak a lunatic in the Bible. We still have lunatics running around right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch them, God. Father God, touch them and put them in the right form of mind. Some people, Father God, they run around killing, and they think they kill us for you, God. Father God, I ask you to touch their minds, Father God. Father God, that they may see and they may understand. Father God, that they may be humble and fit for society. Father God, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, and bless all over the world during this cold time, Father. The air, Father God, the Arctic air, you couldn't tell what state she was in because they all was feeling the same. Father God, and bless the woman that had a hard time, busted tight. Father God, we ask you to bless them, Father God. Father God, bless them with the finances to fix it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in times like this, give man wisdom and knowledge and understanding. How or when they should go out and when they should not go out. Father God, because of they understand they can't drive on that ice. Father God, they be at home, Father God, it wouldn't be so many deaths. Father God, bless the minds of mine. They feel like they can't stay in the house. Father God, sometimes things happen for us to stay at home. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that ran out of food. Father God, give them food, Father God. Father God, give them the need for the body, the mind, and the soul. Father God, we thank you and we forever praise your name, for we know you are worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, I heard Brother D says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me.
That's it.
Father God, bless us, Lord, to lift you up every day of our life to everybody we meet. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. Father God, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And thank God. And before I turn it over to Dee, I just want to get my announcement out the way. Ask for you to be with us on tomorrow night for a time for reflection. Same time channel, same time, has a word for you. Pray my strength in the Lord. In your hand, Brother D.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. I hope
amen.
And trust, again, sister and brother, something was said today that will make you understand that Jesus is the way.
Yes,
for the world today.
Truth and life.
Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. I'm going to have Brother Dog to find that song when they play it for you. Jesus is truly the way. You know, I'm sitting here just rejoicing, and as I rejoice, I'm listening to the auntie as she give the word, and something struck me. I tell you all, I'm a stigma for words, and as I was listening to what the young lady did, it's funny how, I've said this many times, it's funny how you can read God's word year in and year out. Mm-hmm. The word is so powerful. 20, 30 years may go by before he drops some on you. I heard once a young man, world famous preacher, say he had been preaching a sermon for over 60 years, and he preached it wrong. The Lord dropped it on him. And this is what God dropped on me today as he was giving the word. Look what the Bible says. We're not going to hold you much longer. We're going to get out of the way here. I just like what the word says. Verse 21 in the book of Matthew, the 9th chapter, she says, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with the issue of blood." Now, see, throughout our teaching of the word, back in the old biblical days, when you were sick and you were with disease, you had to announce yourself when you came around people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be around you. You had to let them know you were sick. But you see what she said? Look what this woman said. The Bible says she was with disease and with the issue of blood for 12 long years.
12 years.
But look what she did. She says, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment.
Yes,
I like that. Oh, I like that. But I like 21. She says, for she said within herself, I like that right there.
Mm-hmm.
I told you back in the old biblical days, see, if you were sick, you had to announce yourself. But see, she didn't want nobody to know. She didn't want to tell nobody what she was about to do. And in my mind, I believe if she had tried to tell anyone what she was about to do, they may have tried to hold her back. They may have tried to stop her from touching the almighty hem of his garment. So she said to herself, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall. See, look what she said. I shall. She drove home on that when she said in her mind she wanted to just touch it, but she believed in her heart she would be saved. If she, thank you, Lord Jesus. We just got to believe something, brother. The blind man said, Jesus asked the two blind men, he said, believe. You see what he said? Believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. He said, believe ye that I am able to do this? See, you got to believe that God will do it. If you truly
believe
that he will, I'm standing here today to tell you, he will. Then look what you said. He said, then said unto him, yes, Lord. And when they did that, Jesus told him, you finna be healed. See, you finna get healed, but you finna get healed according to your faith. He says, then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. So if you have enough faith and you believe it, God will perform it. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for the word.
We thank God for the word. We thank Amen. God for the word.
Amen.
There's nothing more powerful
thank
than
you.
The word of God.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord, keep Bishop in the prayers. Bishop is on the weather today. That should keep him in his prayers. He was in the
Amen.
Hospital for a few days. He's home now. And we just ask the Lord to just move because we're truly believing
Amen.
And trusting and knowing that he's able to move. As a song
yes,
he sing when I was a kid,
yes.
They said he's going to move all over the land. And I promise you, God will.
Yes.
Oh, God will, in the name of Jesus. I don't want
to
be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave, but I promise you, we just love what we do because we know.
Amen.
We know.
Amen.
We're not guessing.
Amen.
We know. That one day,
all right, man.
And one day soon, he's going to put one foot on the sea and one foot on land. And he's going to declare this thing over. And you're going to have
yeah,
to stand judgment
yeah.
for yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you
Thank
ready?
Lord.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Then I'm going to ask you, did you lift up my name? Did you present me as a living sacrifice to others? Did you do the work that I gave you to do? In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
We just thank God. We just thank God. We truly thank God. We hope and trust that you enjoyed us as much as we enjoyed you today. And at this time, we're going to get out of here and turn it over to Brother Dog in his own way. Brother Dog.
Amen. Amen.
But I know he liked that song, man. And the more I listened to it when he sent it to me, and I kind of liked it myself. So I said, I'm going to play it again.
All right,
I know
man.
You want to hear it again. You want to hear it again. And Sister Mary, when you know who it was, I said, okay, it must be something popular. You know who they were, the faith singers. You know who they were?
Yes, I know who he was. Yep.
That's what the best they'll do it, though. That's the Southern faith.
Okay.
You used to sing with them.
You see what he's saying?
Yeah.
The living bread. The living bread.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, like I said, we didn't say it at all. Like I said, we finna get on out of here. Brother D said he was going to get on out of here about 7 times. I got a text here. Well, if you go to 10 times, I'm going to pay you some money. He got the 7 times. But anyway, you know how he is, but... My sister Mary said we will be in here tomorrow, same time, same station, and in the words of Brother D, if God's will. So that being said, Sister Mary,
yeah.
Go ahead and get ready for tomorrow. So we'll be here tomorrow, giving the word again. And tomorrow we got a couple of special prayers going out, Sister Mary. I'll let you know who it is. We'll let you know who it is by tomorrow, Sister Mary. So we appreciate it, and
amen.
God bless all of us. All right. Thank you, and that concludes our prayer hour for the day. Thank you, Brother D, as usual. Hope Bishop get okay, and hope Bishop get well. Tell him I said hello. God bless.
Sure will.
Amen.
Sure will.
All right.
All right, y'all have a blessed evening.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Sister Mary. All right, fellas, that concludes our prayer hour for the day. We got any stuff we need to get off our chest and everything, bring it on in here. We had quite a discussion on the back lines about a lot of stuff, but I really want to keep it on the back line, but it wasn't nothing to keep on the back line because it was a general discussion that a lot of people might want to hear about. I know we got to be some trouble today. Somebody on wheelchair line hit the button this quick? Come on in. I know we in trouble. Hello? Somebody on wheelchair line hit the one button. Did you hit it by accident? Or somebody wheelchair wake up or go to sleep or say something, y'all. I was getting nervous there when they hit the button. That doggone fast on wheelchair line. Or maybe it was Maul or Danny Boy or somebody over there. Bobby Cole, Mike Hill. I don't know. All right, they must have hit it by accident. They don't want to send that. Oh, I forgot. Okay, I'm gonna see his wit gonna come on today. He came on yesterday. He waited till I said I'm finna go. Then he wanna hit the one, but I ain't opening mic because I ain't wanna hear it. So if somebody on wheelchair line wanna send in, I'm gonna play it one more time today and see his brother wit wanna get on here. Let's see.
Ha ha! Y'all thought you were dragging, didn't you? Wrong answer again. This song is for all the motherfucking chicken head bitches. And we kept the motherfucking names the same. Cause we think being a bald head bitch is a goddamn shame. What the fuck is going on in this goddamn world? What are you, bitch? A boy, a girl, I can't tell cause your shit on the sides are gone. You remind me of that monkey looking bitch Grace Jones. Fucked up is how you look to Willie D. I just gotta have a bitch that has more hair than me. Some try to cover up by weaving it through. You ain't fooling nobody, we know you're bald-headed too.
Bald-headed hoes.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald-headed hoes.
Again and took your hand down and you hit it and took your hand up. Can y'all talk or y'all want to talk? Or y'all just playing on the phone on weird?
Yeah, what up, dog?
Say, who this? That Whit?
Yeah, this is the Whitster.
Come on now, don't want bad boy. You got the flow. That's what I was waiting on. I'm just going to play music. Since
what's
you,
going
since
on?
You
what's
stood
going
me up.
On, good world?
You stood me up yesterday, Witt. You told me
that
you set me up.
Right here.
What song, man? I told you.
Song. They, No Matter Where by David Ruffin.
Oh, Lord. I got it. Ain't no such thing as I got to find it. I got it.
Play
all
that, man,
is,
for the grudge world, man.
I gotta upload it and all that, man. You do the same thing, Brother T did. Now y'all gotta stop doing this last minute. When y'all want something, y'all need to let me know before the show go on. What's the name of the song, man? What's the name of it?
No Matter Where.
No.
David Ruffin.
No Matter Where? You said No Matter Where?
Yeah, No Matter Where.
David Ruffin. David Ruffin.
Yeah.
Well, y'all making me do some extra work, boy. I'm telling y'all got to stop doing it. If y'all want something, you can get it. But you can't get it at the last minute like this. Y'all been making me.
No matter where,
David Ruffin. Yeah. All right, I'm going to get it. Go ahead and keep talking. I got to download it and put it on the show first.
What's going on, Grudge World? What y'all been doing, man? I know everybody been having bad weather and Bert and partying and Christmas and New Year's and everything. What's going on with the Grudge guys? Who y'all want to see and who y'all don't want to see? Talk to me. Who y'all want to see and who y'all don't want to see? Talk to me.
Y'all heard the Wixton?
Talking to the fans. I'm talking to the fans. Who y'all want to see and who you don't want to see? Talk to me, man.
What you mean?
What Grudge guys they want to see do some things and had been saying they're going to do some things, and what Grudge guys, it really don't matter about seeing them because they know they're going to do something anyway. Kind of put it to them like that. Who you want to see who you want to see? And who doesn't matter about you seeing? You know, it don't matter whether you see them or not. Some of these guys, I know y'all want to see them do something. You know, a lot of guys been portraying like they got calls, like they coming out, like they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and shit. You know, just as well as me. Not seeing them, y'all ain't seen them either. But I don't say nothing because it ain't my business. But I see the same thing y'all see. If y'all bring it out, we'll talk about it.
No, Nikki, I already played you talk too much. I don't want to play that no more. I ain't even like that. Nikki, I'm talking about playing you talk too much. I already uploaded that one time and then deleted that. I don't like that.
Yeah, Nikki act like he's shooting a shot at me or something.
Oh, that's what he's doing. All right, well, here you go, Whit. Shoot it back at him.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Behind,
you know,
I ain't
that,
and I'm the one that I went to find.
Okay, talk to me.
But you were the time that you left my mind. So many nights I just woke up crying. I'm still learning that you are away.
Now, I hear that song, but I don't, what it relate to, Will? I don't see where it relates to some of you. I mean, what you want to relate that to, Will?
Well, that relates to the 9-on-1, boy. Wherever you are, we'll meet you there. We'll come get that ass with that
grudge. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all going to bring the rest of the temptation with you or what?
Yes, sir. You know what it is.
Wait, tell her what it means again. Wait, tell her what it means because I didn't understand it. You just said
it. No matter where you at, we'll come get that ass. No matter where you are, we'll meet you there.
That's a bold statement, Wit.
Yeah. Well, see, it's coming from a motherfucker that done did. Yeah, we done did it already. So I can tell you.
Now, Whit, what if a joker come on here and try to get at you, and you talking about some, well, I don't want that smoke with. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. Them be some bold statements we be making. Can we really make them statements that we can't back
the thing
up?
About it is, the thing about it is, if I can, I ain't say when. You know, he might come over here and say, lock in for the first ass cut, and I might say, well, I can't get to it. Then I get to his ass later.
Well, but Whit,
you know what I'm saying?
Long as if it's in a reasonable time, no problem. But what if a joker come on here and you bag all the way up to the wall and knock over three or four garbage cans and stuff? You just don't want that trouble. I mean, you pump faking.
Right,
yeah,
I just have to say, man, I decline. Yeah, I just have to decline.
That means you can't make that bold statement then. Kid, help me out here. I can't cuss it, baby.
Well,
it
don't matter where you are.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
But I ain't said who it had to be.
But what I'm saying is, once you make a statement out there and you put it out there like you put it out there, you basically saying like you didn't. If you're gonna do it like that, you need to call some names. Because if you get like if that Private Ryan come on here and embarrass you again, and you talking about you don't want that, well, that statement you made don't make no sense then.
Well, he can't embarrass me. He can't embarrass
me. Yes, he can. Because if with the status you got to be okay, if you just look at status right now, your status compared to Ryan's status, Ryan a little boy. He a little boy. So if you come on here and make that broad statement that you ready to whatever like that, the statement you just made, and he come on here and you don't accommodate him, which you look like a little boy then. You look like a little boy then.
Right, but I done ran that man. I ain't say who it had to be or anything. I just said we'll run, you know, it don't matter where you are, we'll come there and run you. It just all depends on who you is or what it is.
It's who you is. But now, it's who you is.
Yeah.
You a big
really
man. You
like
a big man.
I really don't
on the totem pole.
I like the song.
I mean, I heard it.
Yeah, I really.
But what I'm saying is, Whit, this is what
really
I'm saying, though,
Whit. I really like the song. I really like the song that you said make it. And then I just throw that in there to just try to, you know,
you
clear.
Whit, when you throw that in there, that's a
broad. But at the same time,
statement.
Dog.
That's a broad.
Yeah, but at the same time, I done stood on it. I ain't saying that, and I'm saying that now. I'll meet a motherfucker somewhere if it's within, you know, our limit of 901. I still meet a motherfucker somewhere. Anywhere.
Well, you gotta put them asterisks in and them alibis, cause you can't make that statement.
Right.
When you make that statement supposed to be lotted dotted anybody.
Private Rand really can't embarrass me because I'm one of the ones that stood up and ran Private Rand.
Well, he can't embarrass you once you put it in that context you put it in. But when you put it in that first country.
There's a lot of motherfuckers that screaming Private Ryan, but they ain't trying to run it.
Yeah.
Or whatever they got going on. I made it my business, locked that man in, and I made it my business to get that grudge race done.
Okay,
I could have just as easily bagged out that grudge race.
Let me say it like this, Henry.
Whatever it may be.
The status,
I made it my business.
The status that you got with the status you got. Let's listen to what I'm going to tell you now. The status you got.
Yeah.
The resources you might have, the people you might know, you ain't no way in heck you supposed to let Private Ryan come up here and talk to you where he be talking to you. You supposed to be done did something to get him. You supposed to be done shut his mouth by now. You supposed to shut his mouth. So
I the thing about it is, ain't no sense in doing all that talking with him when I ain't ready to go to war with him.
Well, yeah,
I don't know where we going
to
meet at or where I'm going. I don't know what time I'm going
to
have and what race he going to go. It's the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
It's capping season.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have be current on what I got going on now because I've already told everybody I'm capping right now. So I've already
said
that.
All right, no problem. I'm on mute here. Okay.
It's capping
season. All right, kid, help me out, kid. Help me out, kid.
I was just wondering. He said he was one of the only people that ran him. Put a name on the people that's not trying to run
him. I said I was one of the ones that stood up and ran.
Oh, you one of the ones that stood up and ran. What about, do you got a name for them people that, you know, that's dodging them and can on or what?
I don't know nobody that's dodging them, you know, really.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you this.
I ran them. Leaping ran them. Shit. He been getting action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But not with a man.
If he
want to
bring more action.
I keep saying a man of your stature, because I'm meaning somebody to him. Now, you ran him. Now, if you ran him, that means you thought you could beat him when you ran him. You thought you could beat him. Now,
right.
Are you saying
right.
He was a little bit tougher than you thought he was, and you got to rethink it because you didn't know he was that tough? Is that what you're saying now?
Yeah, he was a little bit tougher than we anticipated. Yeah. He was a little tough.
All right, okay.
Not only he was a little tough. Now, the race, let me explain to you. When we ran him, it was a good race. He won. Now, since the race, he's gotten a little tougher to me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've seen him since the race, and he's got a little tougher to me. And I think we're going to need to do a little, you know, I'm going to need to, you know, do a little things, you know, to try to beat him.
So in other words, you're going to need to get a little tougher too then, right?
Right.
Okay, now, Whit, you 9-on-1 bad boy. When you said 9-on-1 bad boy, a lot of people look at it a different way, like, ain't nobody going to come up in my area of my house and do nothing to me because I'm the bad boy. So my thing is, you got to defend it, Whit, because you got to defend that status of being the 9-on-1 bad boy, Whit. You got to defend that. You can't let a joker like Ryan.
Well, I'm
basing it. Damn near compared to what you done did in this racing game. He damn near is a nobody compared to you. You can't let him come in and get this status off you like that from you, Whit. You got to do something about that, man.
Well, I ain't tripping off on you with that, but now you got to look at what you said. You said come in my house. He ain't been to my house. He ain't gonna come there. Oh,
he will come there. Don't make me get him on there. He'll come there.
Nah, he ain't come there.
Get him on there. Somebody get him on there.
Yeah,
get him on.
Are you?
I mean,
he ain't coming.
512-0266. This ain't bad, boy. Who is this?
I just don't want to.
No.
I'm capping right now.
No, this little man.
Yeah, I'm capping right now, dog. I don't want to get into all this bullshit.
Larry, man.
Listen.
Yeah. I'm talking to you, man. I've been on this show. I'm tired of hearing my motherfucking name. I'm tired of hearing TikTok. Listen. Why y'all keep hollering about ain't nobody ran around? Miss Graham got paid to punk out. And we still need to be ready to get at their ass. Yeah.
Damn, Larry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I just been letting Ryan feel good about himself. But y'all can get Ryan on here, and y'all can get Tater Tot on here. My partner really wants Tater Tot first.
Now Ryan gonna call me when I hang the show up. Tell my why I'm gonna show up. Now I can't get his ass on the damn phone. I got a man called Little Larry that ain't scared of him. Which scared of him? Little Larry ain't scared of him.
From Texas.
Little Larry ain't scared.
He got me spooked.
And Rick, goddamn me, you talk that shit and say you was looking for. Yo, I can get it too since you say you beat us.
Oh, shit.
Get Brother Ryan on his phone, man.
I'm looking for your motherfucking ass too, little lad. I'm looking for y'all too.
You gonna get what you thought you did.
I'm out of line.
Listen, I'm tired of hearing about these goddamn G bodies and Miss Graham name ain't coming up. So we finna stop this goddamn shit.
You gotta play a little
today. We gonna stop this today.
That's what you gotta do, little lad. That's what you gotta do.
Well, guess what? Let's get it then. I'm here now.
Hey, all of a sudden I can't get him on the phone now. Now when I hang the show up, he's gonna call me, tell me why I hung the damn show up.
Hit
it one time, Juice, man. They didn't hear you. They didn't hear you, Juice.
I like that nigga right there.
Yeah, we ready, man. I've been trying to sit back and marinate a little bit, but I'm not hearing, right?
You're telling the truth, though.
This my goddamn hit list this year, and I ain't stopping to unless they play punk out. You can get Dirty Diana. Buster Douglas can get his leg back. Tampa and Jesse James. Once we get them, then we'll move on to the next. That's the goddamn shit. And
okay,
they can
okay,
go in any goddamn order. But hold on.
We're
going to pay the top first, though.
Yeah,
we're going to pay the top first.
Who is
pay the
top?
Pay the top.
He ain't got no offense right now.
All right, well, I'm going to leave him alone. Well, fuck it. Then get old Ryan on here then. Shit.
Any other time, man, they would have had Ryan on here and been on here 50 times. Now they're telling Ryan, don't get on there. We got a crazy man on there. Don't get on there. We got a crazy
man
on here. He'll jump out on the window today.
I'm with it. I'm on one of them go-go people today, dog.
Hold on a minute. I might have him. We might have him. Hold on a minute. Come on, Chef Lee Skin.
Don't be dumb. I just heard somebody say they're looking for dirty down.
Hold on. Who this is? That's me.
Hold on, Larry.
You hurry up and get to my goddamn ass. I'm sick of this shit. All these G-Body and Miss Graham name ain't coming up. We're going to stop this shit this year.
You got a point there, Larry.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I ain't lying to you. Yeah, man.
They're going to either have to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah. They're going to make us shit and get out the pot, but that's going to be hard.
They're going to ride right there. They're going to ride right there, dog.
It's Chicago, nigga.
Over here. How you doing, Ryan?
Who is that? Is that my homie from Texas?
Yeah, you know it, baby. Yes, sir, you know it. Yeah, we looking for all the smoke right now. We got a list, and it ain't going to stop.
They said they tired of hearing your name, and they ain't hearing Ms. Graham. We say you won't come in his yard and do this and that. We say you won't come in his town and do nothing to him.
Whoever on the speakerphone, man, put your phone on mute or get off the speakerphone. You got some background noise.
Now, Ryan got on the phone right here. Who got my motherfucking name in his mouth? Ryan, you in church over there? Oh, cool.
Oh, man.
No, I'm trying to. You got 18 people talking at the same time.
Get on the air, Ryan.
Well, Ms. Graham here. Ms. Graham got her hand up. Shit, fuck it. I ain't gonna lock in.
Well, lock in Friday for Bobby Cole race.
But you gotta let me check one thing. I'm not running, but I'm just letting you know your ass is on the list.
No, I'm just letting you know. Hold on. Man, you and Witt ought to get together and get y'all a damn rental car and go somewhere. Hold up, Skin. I can't do the cussing I want to cuss. Please cuss Lil Larry out for me in my name, please.
Larry, shout out Dusty Mickey Mouse looking ass off this phone.
I woke the man up and told him, get on the dog show so we can beat him every y'all midget looking ass. That was it.
Hey, y'all put your phone on the mute on that speakerphone. Y'all messing up the show. I'm about to close your mic. If you're on the speakerphone, put your phone on mute. You got feedback. Look here, Skin. I need to talk to Skin. I need to talk to Skin first. Skin. What's Skin in? What's Skin in, Chef?
Yeah, sir.
When little Larry came on, man, I had got my lotion out, man. I had got my lotion out, that good lotion. I had pulled my pants down, I had unzipped it, and I started scrubbing. Boy, I was so happy. Little Larry came on here and said that. I tried to call around, he didn't answer. You woke him up and got him on the phone. The man said, okay, lock off a bottle of cold ray. Little Larry said, I got to check
something
out.
Is that the one that's still? Larry, but hey, I didn't have no beef with you. You came on here and y'all you still out the boy. Get the man on. Man, you still my boy. You still
yeah,
my
you
boy.
You still my man.
You
I'm
my
just
man.
Saying,
my
though, I'm just saying, I didn't goddamn it, you know. I didn't draw down on you.
I just want to hear Ron Boyd today.
Hey, okay.
I just want to hear
well,
Ron Boyd
today. Well, you didn't say that then. I got a recording on my phone. I could have let you hear this recording on my phone.
There we go. This you.
Hey.
Man, make me do this.
I want to know what's happening. I want to know what's happening, man. I heard
whatever,
a whole lot of shit talking. I don't know what happened.
Whatever.
I don't know what.
No, hold up. They said K-Dog been sold the car and Little Larry can't even get the car, man.
What now?
Yeah,
it's like that sometimes, dog.
See, that Little Larry got dog on. Little Larry, you pump fake me, man. You had me ready. Come on, Little Larry.
Willie Dog, come on, man.
And
no,
you came
man,
on here, the man
hey,
said,
hey, hey, man.
The man didn't even raise his voice. The man said, okay, lock in. You, well, hold on, I got a trick. So, come on, Little Larry, come on, man. Little Larry, please.
No.
Excuse me, guys. Y'all, this K-Dog, Willie Dog, it's me over here. Larry, I do all the locking in and all that on the car. But Larry, my man, 50 grand, he just jumped the gun. We going to run him, but we ain't going to lock in 3 months out. We won't lock him. We going to raise him. There ain't no problem with running. We don't have no problem raising none of them boys.
Okay.
But
all right.
Do me one favor. Somebody gonna get fucked up. Hey, Willie Dow, look. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Hold up, Larry. This is what happened.
Larry, hold on.
You've been promoted to a do boy. So you're a do boy, so shut up till they tell you to do something.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Now, Willie Dow, this is what happened. Now, we was having a background conversation, right? And he was still hyped up from that background conversation. And when the show came on, he was still in that mode.
Yeah.
So excuse my little partner, man. And he ain't no do boy. I'm a boy now. Don't get me wrong. But he not responsible for the lock-ins because of stuff like that.
Okay.
He ain't no do boy. I can't put him out there. That's my boy.
Okay,
we're going to run the people.
You can't do it.
Go ahead.
You can't do it, but we going to do it. Tell him to say this ugly ass do boy ass guy until he get a bad haircut, ugly motherfucker. We going to do it.
I can't stop you.
Larry, don't get him fucking motherfuckers no goddamn fire.
I like it, man. Look at me. You gotta see that face, man. I need to stop skiing.
Somebody getting fucked up. Chef, what's he in at, man? Look here, man.
Do you realize ever since Ryan came on the scene, man, I ain't been able to have no sex. I ain't had no climax. Man, I got to get, somebody got to stop Ryan, man. I can't even have a normal life, man.
Willie Dog, I got to stop you right there.
With your personal
I got to stop you right there, Willie Dog.
Ron played his punk out
last time we seen him. He played his punk out last time we seen him now. He played his punk out, so he could talk in a safe place. So we're going to go back, and we're going to get him action back at this money. He played punk out last time we seen him. So he can, you know, he can talk now.
You
know what that lady name? What that song is, Chef? What have you done for me lately? Who sang that song? What have you done for me lately?
You know Janet Jackson seen that.
Okay, yeah. What have you done for me lately? We don't hear about no damn punk out. We talk about y'all just played the punk out just a minute ago,
We didn't lock in. We weren't locked on both ends.
Yeah, you did, man. Do you realize, some of the people got a habit that y'all finna jump on Ryan. Ryan came on there, didn't even raise his voice, man. And y'all bowed a knee and broke an eye and all that shit, man. Come on, man.
But that's three months out. Will Don Harvey going to lock in 3 months out?
You could have pump fake, y'all. Yeah, pump fake like we do like
we understand that. But Larry was talking. Larry said, get him on. We understand
that's
that
right.
You don't want to lock in 3 days out. That's your business.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
We're
not tripping on that. Willie Dog asked me to get the man on.
That's right. Who did Ryan?
Ryan's supposed to be coming out.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This Quan, right? This Quan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Quan. Listen to this. I'm like this here, man. I'm from the old school. I don't never like no dummy to come in my town or my area talking all that shit and can't nobody do nothing about it. That man come down south and talk about us like we was freckle-faced stepchild with two dicks stuck up our ass, and ain't nobody did nothing about it. I can't stand that shit, Quan. Somebody got a whoop in that man. Somebody got to stop that
man,
Quan.
Oh,
I can't stand it, man. Yeah, I can't stand it.
Man.
Somebody got to do something, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the man coming over your house if he knocked on the door and you told him to come on in and sit down. That man came in your house, Quan, opened the door, went in your refrigerator, made him a sandwich, watched TV, and went upstairs and screwed your old lady, man. You gonna take that shit?
And took his shoes off and started watching TV. He took his shoes off, showed his toes and everything. I don't want to see no hand toes.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Y'all can't let that man do that. That man can't do that, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, you look back, put your feet on the table. Put your feet on the man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Man, put his feet on the table. A table that you don't even allow people to put their feet on, man.
Hey, Skid, then you got my stepson texting me, talking about, ain't Ryan a bad motherfucker. Ain't Ryan a bad motherfucker. I can't stand this shit, man. Oh, family turning against me, man. I was talking to my old lady on the phone, and she going to tell me, talking about something. I hope I can meet Ryan one day. Bad man, I did that. I'm out there. I got the lines out of here. All that shit. Man, God damn it, go to the grocery store or something. Go buy me some grapes or some shit. And some goddamn it, a pecan pie.
I'm going to go get me some
of
the seasoning. I don't feel like picking
the seeds out. Don't get the one with the seasoning.
I'm going to get the one. I'm tired of them green ones. I'm
going to
get some
purple. Now, see, I'm out to block my steps on. I'm gonna block his ass. He keep texting me about damn this damn Dirty Diana, man. I don't want to hear that shit. I gotta live with this shit, man. Come on, man.
Yep.
You gotta live with this shit.
Yep.
And little Larry, come on in. Oh, let Trickle help me out. Help me out, Trickle, because I started cussing.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I saw little Larry. You know, little Larry, my man. I said, damn, they got the savior.
Man.
Larry came.
Man,
I can't even help you today, man. We all messed up.
Trickle. I was jumping up and down. Trickle, where was you at yesterday when they played your song? You know, they made a song for you.
I had hung up when Lil Will was talking that silly shit with Fletcher because, you know, Lil Will don't know
okay.
nothing about football to be talking with Fletcher.
Nothing
so
about
I had
football.
To go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, he do. Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do. If it's a fight,
he know a little
run.
Bit, but he ain't know enough to deal with Fletcher.
What my wife is calling me? So.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Willie, don't.
What my baby doing calling me? She calling me now on the show. Yeah, she must have heard me talking about my she need to go to the store and get me a pecan. Man, hey, hold on. Ask again. Man, we know about football, a trigger. He know how to run when the fight starts. He know how to run. He's running back when the fight starts.
Oh, Lord. Don't get out there, cop. Oh, Lord.
I'm out the bar missile from the show, man. He be killing me over here. I'm out the bar missile from the show, man. At least he ain't like his damn real daddy. Over here, dog going to
hey, but you know what I don't like,
talking.
Yo? Dog, you know what I don't like, yo? You know what I'm saying? I think
talk
we all cool. Why? They were talking all that shit. Then you say, somebody get him on. I was talking. Then I went on hit the one, but...
I said, you come and skip. Man, I got so you know
man,
I was real happy because you
done
messed the whole show.
Right.
He come on here like he ready to turn the world around. And he
yeah. I had to get the show warmed up. God damn. But hey,
you warmed it up.
Down,
well, you warmed it up.
But you should have texted Larry. Larry, you should have texted me and said I'm getting the show warmed up, man.
I wish I understood why Ryan got all these people in the chokehold, man. I wish I knew what it is he doing.
Trigger, that's what I'm talking about, Trigger. Trigger, that's what I'm talking about.
You know
come
why?
On.
You know why? It's a combination. He's feeling. He's a goddamn fool. Some of the shit he's gonna try. He ain't got no business trying. If it was up to him, he'd have been trying all kind of motherfuckers. Get your ass down, man. Then he get froggy. He want to leap again. You know,
yeah.
Depending on what y'all say on the show now, he gonna go on.
Sometimes you got Don Julio on the side, aka Tate.
Lord have mercy. Hey, Greg got four or five races locked in already. Man got more races locked in than anybody right now. I don't know. Nobody got more races locked in than Dirty Downer right now.
They do way more races down south.
Than a motherfucker do up north. Now, I and the fucking nigga from up north got more rings locked in than a nigga down south.
See, that's all I'm saying. It don't make no sense, man. It don't make no sense.
Y'all got way more cars, way more. Y'all do way more rings than they do up north, goddamn.
Trigger, where you at, Trigger? Where'd Trigger go there? When I need her. Trigger Lee! Anyway, see that bald-headed fucker going out? Oh, I forgot I didn't pull the cuff. Who a 315 number is? What 315 at, y'all? Oh, what 315 at? 315-0560. 315-0560. Who is that?
It was Carolina.
Huh? down. Who let me find out who 315 is? I can find out. Y'all don't know shit. Y'all some dumbasses on the show.
Is there one in Carolina?
Hell no, I'm going to tell you in a minute. Oh, that's New York. That's somebody in New York, 315, Syracuse. I told you, I'll find out now. They in New York, they scared to talk. They ain't saying that much. Damn, there's another 315 motherfucker. 315-6592. What all you New York motherfuckers know?
Guest listener.
Huh?
Guest listener.
Oh, just listen.
Mr. Homer Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes broke. He can't even get his goddamn car to the track.
Okay.
And you don't have to hit the one button to listen. You don't have to hit the one button to listen. All you got to do is just listen. You don't have to hit the one button. All right, I got you, though. Yeah, they talk about Q, dog. They talk about Q, Wesley Snipes, though. Shit, he got his car painted, and now he can't get it fixed. Shouldn't have never painted the mother. I told him not to paint this on me. I see y'all gonna make me start back cussing. Yeah, I couldn't hear. I asked Patrika to come on the phone. Hey, I'm gonna go find whoever got that speakerphone with all that noise, man. You're killing me with the background noise. Just put your phone on mute. That you, Juice Man? Is that you, Juice Man?
No, sir.
We got somebody on the speakerphone with a lot of feedback, man. All you gotta do is just mute your phone since you ain't talking. Thank you.
That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do.
Hey, what key is it? Hey, key.
I reckon
can't nobody hear me. Hey, key.
What the fuck you want, dog? What the fuck you want, dog?
Watch your mouth. Watch how you talk to me, boy. Watch how you talk to me, boy.
Kid.
Hey, Trigger, shut up, because I asked for you 5 times and you didn't say shit. I asked for you 5 times.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was late carrying out for volleyball practice.
Well, when little Larry came on the phone, didn't you think he ready to lock the world in? Did y'all not think he was ready to lock the world in?
Yeah, I thought that.
I thought he was going to do something.
Yes, indeed. But I thought he was ready to lock in.
Let me ask you an honest question, Trickle. Why did little Larry hit the one button then? Why did little Larry hit the one button?
He was just listening.
Don't get into that. Oh, okay. I'm going to stay out of it then,
because
you know I'll finish.
Yeah, you know. Man, I swear for God, man. Now, y'all, ugly as little Larry was, I was finna kiss him, man. I was finna kiss him. Ugly as he was, man. I was going to kiss him.
Oh, man.
Man, when little Larry hit that one button and he said he ready to go to work and he wasn't scared around and all that, man, I swear, man, I went to the store and got me a whole ball of scope. I was finna kiss the Larry in the mouth. I was finna kiss him.
Hey, Willie Dog. I ain't easily distressed. He scared me. I said, Larry, I'm your homie, man.
Skin, I done came to the conclusion.
Yeah.
Seem like every pump faking motherfucker that's pump fake real good come from Texas. Look at Drake.
Oh,
look at Larry now. Look at Drake.
Hey, dog.
They must boy, man,
don't put Larry in that category, man. That's my whole shit.
Jeez.
Hey, that's not like a win. I'm going to fix his ass, though.
Jeez. Man, I'm going to fix it. Yeah, Mill.
I ain't gonna lie to
okay.
Hey,
I
was
gonna be honest with you,
Alabama. They got there, Larry, and then was trying to go.
Yeah, but hold on, Skin. Don't try to beat him up now, though. Skin, I know you don't mind telling the truth, whether he like. Don't little Larry and Ray look like either father and son or brother.
Man, hell no.
That's little Larry and Daddy.
Oh, man, I got Dre, little Larry, and I can't pull
my
ass out.
Ray say he had some kids he didn't know, but there he is, little Larry. They both look like goddamn Bo Willis.
Dre, how the fuck you had little Larry, Dre? God.
You don't believe it?
Hey, B,
look at the hairline on both of them. Look at the hairline on both of them.
hey, dog, why you looking at the wrong hairline? You need to be looking at the hairline on my balls.
Boy, that nigga dog.
Look at the hairline on, look at the hairline on Lil Larry, and look at the hairline on goddamn it, Dre.
Hey, while you at it, look at the hairline on my dick too.
Hey,
come on, Drake.
But hold on, no problem. B, leave it alone. If I'll give you $100 if you can find your dick.
Hey, I'll give you $200 if you put it in your mouth, bitch.
Bring it in. How long I gotta put it in there for?
Until your leg gets straight.
Hey, hold up, Skin. All jokes aside, now I told you to be the true servant, but you getting scared. Who is Dre to talk about anybody legs getting straight? That's funny. If y'all
now
believe
you know
Dre,
how I tell Dre that, man. Now you know how I tell Dre.
Dre wakes up every morning and put his legs on the wrong side, man.
Hey,
Dre wakes up every morning and put his legs on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a minute. Hold up. Let me talk to King B for 1 minute. King B, it's been established that Dre and Lil Larry, they got to be some they brothers and sisters or father and son. Now what about motherfucking Mike Dillard? Is Mike Dillard their first cousin or their uncle? Mike Dillard.
That might be
Dre daddy. So that might be Lil Larry. Oh, Lord. Motherfucker said Dre built like a tic-tac-toe puzzle, man.
God damn.
Yeah.
Tell them
ask somebody
they mammy built.
Yeah. Hey, man. Dre so motherfucking ugly, man. You can't even claim that bitch on your income tax, man.
You can't even claim that on your income tax, man. All I got is Dre, my man. But if he put his dick in your mouth, I'm gonna look at it real straight.
Hey, Skin. You know why he said that though? You know he's taking off his daddy. You know his daddy was the number one punk in Texas when he was his daddy number one punk in Texas.
Oh, I'm going on mute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
he wasn't
that's
no
why
punk than your mama. He wasn't no punk dad.
Yeah.
Wasn't no
Dre,
punk than your mama.
Dre and his daddy, they got divorced because, see, Dre daddy got mad because his old wife was getting more dick than he was getting, so he got jealous because he wasn't getting as much dick as she was getting. Yeah. Yeah, Dre Daddy was a certified number one punk, grade A. Certified.
God, man.
Why you think Dre gotta go every other week to goddamn and go get that needle stuck in his ass? Why you think all them bumps and shit on his goddamn them camshafts on his arms and shit, man? That motherfucker's modern day history. Yeah. They should have been able to cut them motherfuckers off his motherfucking arm, all them locks he got on them motherfuckers. Yep. That motherfucker's a freak. He's a freak of imagination.
Hey, dog, don't shift, don't shift gears, man. We got that comedy show out the way. Go on, get back in, get back in tune this shit.
King B, the way Dre talk about it, he's going to whoop your ass, but all you got to do is go to the racetrack. He'll never get to you if you go to the racetrack.
I ain't worried about Dre Funk, man.
Yeah, but now, hey, King B. Hey, B.
Hey, what up?
Somebody say you got a OG body, old Camaro or something over there. You know, I don't mind tearing your little ass up too, man.
Man, if I decide to come back out, you know I'm a goddamn show come clean in your ass, boy. We don't do no tripping.
All right, now you know you dress real good, and you ain't no bad looking dude. But Quan got you beat now. I know Quan. I don't know the Quan from Texas. He just live in Texas though. But Quan got you beat though. So you know you out of style now, motherfucker.
We're racing.
I'm talking about racing, dressing, and looks too. He got your beat now, King B.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Now I ain't gonna contest with you. Now, if you think another man looks better, I ain't arguing with no shit like that.
Man,
that ain't my speed.
Hey, man, I'm fully 100% with my matching limit. So if a man look good, I don't give a damn about if a man look good. I told you look good, but right now. I told you, you look good. There ain't wrong with me telling you a man look good. I ain't bashful. I ain't shame. I'm a real motherfucker.
All right. Make sure.
You know, like I said, you know, when you dress up, you was all right, but Quan done took over all that shit, man. He done took all that shit away from y'all.
I ain't been on that like that. I
got to
go look, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Set your ass back, man, and watch him. Set your ass back and watch him.
Hey,
Dre, the only man I know. Hey, Dre, the only man I know got two legs and one knee.
Dre,
y'all figure that out. Where you going? Where you going out there? Look, to find his daddy or find his horse? Which one? Where you going to?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, But now, B, they told me you done got finna get back into this shit, man. They tell you finna get back into it.
I might do a little song.
Right. I guess
I'm laying low right
we
now.
You.
I don't want you.
Yeah. We welcome you with open arms, big boy. We welcome on. We need some real motherfuckers. There's one thing about you when you was in it, you was real. All these fake pump faking motherfuckers
look,
we got out here now, man.
Dog, I ain't winning nowhere, dog. I'm still right here, dog. I ain't winning no goddamn word. I'm still in it. I just ain't got the car out. That's the only difference.
Who wanna? They trying to tell me, am I gonna bring a car? If they want
That's
me to know where I'll be at, who
That's
is
Gabe?
Who is Gabe?
Gabe, yeah.
Who is Gabe? That's what you call a brother. You know who I'm talking about. You had a talk show.
The brothers and the daddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, Gabe.
What the brother name?
Mean,
I keep forgetting the brother name.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Kirby. You talking about Kirby? That's Kirby brother.
Kirby.
That's what you talking about Kirby. Yeah, his name Kirby. They all got cars. Well, then, hey, look here. Tell him no, he ain't got to be going up under the cover. He know my number. He know how to get me on the phone. If he want to try to do something, he know how to get me on the phone. I'll lock his motherfucking ass in and come down there and do something to him. Or he'll do something to me. I ain't pump faking. I don't pump fake. Get him on the phone. See what he want to do.
He on the Kimbo car.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
I know
Red Man, brother.
Red Man, that's right. I know who he is.
Yeah, he can hear you.
Ask me, he hear me? We didn't have this conversation before. Now, why he's hiding behind a skirt now? We didn't have this conversation before. Tell that faggot motherfucker if he want to do something to get the fuck on the phone and let's get ready. Let's get busy. I'm hiding behind no motherfucking woman, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? Y'all have made me get out of my goddamn religion. I said I wasn't going to cuss. But when it comes down to this shit, everybody else pump faking and bagging up and everything, getting my dick hard and I can't come. God damn it, I'm wasting lotion for nothing. I'm buying lotion and shit for nothing. I don't hear nobody. A damn King B out there in Texas.
You know,
I wouldn't own Drake. I ain't ran in no bushes. I don't know why these motherfuckers come on these shows just to be coming on these shows to be seen and be heard. Certain motherfuckers, they can't come on in. I'm just like Ryan. I'm just like Ryan.
I'm going inside.
I'm Ryan. I'm just like Ryan. They know not to come fucking with me because they know I try She Gorilla. I try She Gorilla. If you hold his motherfucking mouth, I might kiss him. God damn it. Don't mess with me. I ain't nothing to play with. You want a tar, go down there, damn it, a Tars R Us and buy you a Tonka truck or some shit. Yeah. How you doing, Treacle? You doing all right today, girl? Oh, you shit on the back line trying to talk about them weak-ass motherfuckers down there in Florida now. Weak-ass motherfuckers in Florida, weak-ass motherfuckers in Texas, weak-ass motherfuckers in the DMV. All them bitches done fell in the same damn bag again. I don't know which one of them three weak motherfuckers going to be the weakest this year. The DMV, the goddamn Texas, or is it going to be the goddamn in Florida? As soon as they look like they're doing good, they fall right back into this pump-faking shit.
Them big Jake say he had a G-body down
there? Who? Who?
Big Jake.
I can't fuck with Big Jake. Big Jake out of my zip code. I don't fuck with Big Jake.
No,
Big Jake out of my zip code.
I'm talking about for Ryan. What are you talking about running around?
I don't know about that. I ain't talking about Ryan now. I'm talking about myself now. Ryan can talk for his damn self. I just need somebody. I don't want nobody in Texas to fuck him up, though. I want somebody around here to fuck him up. This is what Mr. talking about. Mr. Man. Dirty D, the hardest nigga out. Oh, come on, Mr. Damn, Mr. Damn. Man, Mr. about to, if that motherfucker wasn't so big, I'd go down there and beat his ass because he right up the road from me. He right up the goddamn road from me. He over here in Georgia, goddamn. Hey, mister, you know my old lady. No, my old lady talked about you the other night. Talking about some mister. How the hell you know mister? I heard you call his name. I'm about to start checking her ass. She been talking about these jokers too. You know I get jealous. I didn't want anybody to know I was jealous though. I'm about to check her ass when I'm out. As soon as I get off the show, I'm about to find out. Talking about she know mister. How the hell she know? How the hell she know mister? Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm serious, man. I'm saying something. I'm saying, she know mister. We talking and she talking about some mister. And she know mister. You don't know mister? Damn. How my old lady going to be messing with my damn stepson? That's incest. Juice, why everybody got quiet, man? See, that's why I don't have these shows.
They make me
cuss when I try not to be cuss. I try to be nice. But if I be nice, you know, then Trico on the back line doing all that texting and shit. With them faggot-ass motherfuckers over there that scared to come on here and say what they want to say. Grown-ass men hiding behind a goddamn woman. Grown-ass men with a beard, too. Shave your beard off, motherfucker. Maybe that'll make you feel better. Shave your beard off. Damn all these scared motherfuckers. You ain't lying. There's some crying. They ain't crying on this motherfucker. They just backing up. They ain't crying. They just backing up.
What the fuck wrong with them? It's crazy.
What's Bobby, come on, man. What's going on, Bobby? Come on, man. Help me, man. I need some help, man. We got a motherfucker out in Texas. Come on here. We got a motherfucker out here in Texas, Bobby. Little Larry. He came on the show and shut the show down. Said he ready to run King Kong's mama and granddaddy at the same time. Ryan woke up. Came on the show, breath still smelling like dog pussy, and said he'd lock him in. Somebody said lock him in. Give him a little Larry said. Well, let me go back and check on something. Man, he done fucked the whole show up, man. Done fucked the whole show up, man.
That's what come this on. Shit revolves around. Motherfucker,
man,
act
on,
like
man.
They're a bear. Act like they're a lion. Act like they're a tiger.
Didn't even watch his face yet, Bobby. Say, all right, you gonna be going? You going to Bobby Cole Ray? Hey, you want to lock in for that? Oh, hold on, let me check something. Come on, man. Bobby, look here. After K-Dog went and told him he done fucked up, right, they talked to him, and he came back and tried to dress it up. Oh, you talking about Bobby Conway? Yes, that's what he said at first, you black stalk, hairline-wearing motherfucker. You heard what he said at first, you scared no. And they said he can't even do that. K-Dog told us, K-Dog said, hey, look, man, I got the car at the pawn shop. I had to pawn the car. I got to get the car at the pawn shop before we can lock on
the
other.
Oh, man.
Okay,
K-Dog came on himself and told us now. K-Dog came on himself, Bobby.
And you know not to believe that shit, Bobby.
Yes, oh, boy, you can't
talk about that. Believe
Judge Judy said, once you lie in court the first time, everything you say else, he says a goddamn lie. Judge Judy said that.
But, well, I don't see no goddamn big problem with it. Everybody goddamn it. Talking that talk, but when it come down to it, they don't want to walk that walk, man.
Bobby, quit telling the fucking truth on it now, man. This is a lying show.
It's tough. I mean, I saw TikTok talk to them motherfuckers. Them G-bodies so goddamn bad it hurt me, man.
I swear to God.
Yeah, motherfuckers. I don't know what they
want to do,
man. Damn.
Yeah. I swear, Bobby.
Yeah,
now, they
got that
Trigger, what's
coming out?
Yeah. But hold on, let me. I gotta make sure you certify. Trigger, you still on there? God damn it, that fucker don't ever come. Hey, kid. Now, why can't I get the motherfucker when I need him? I'm good now. When Bobby Cole talks shit, when he say he ready to race, don't he lock up, though, kid? Don't he lock a motherfucker in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to make sure. Yeah. He talks shit, but when he come on and say he ready to race, he lock a bitch in. These motherfuckers, little Larry said he ready to race a she-gorilla in Africa, man. And Ryan came on and said, lock in. That bitch said, well, hold up, I got to go check something. Well, the airplane ain't got no gas in it, what, man? Come on, Bobby. Help me out, Bobby.
Lil Larry said he thought he was on mute. He accidentally hit the one button.
He should have been. That way he should have been. That way he should have been, kid.
Man, that ain't going on no damn mute. Larry ain't going on no mute. He's just trying to figure things out.
I couldn't tell, Bobby.
I'm with you, Bobby. You should have heard how Lil Larry come on here, man. What I'm talking about?
I ain't gonna lie.
Bobby, he come.
They coming over here to do some racing for $5,000. But if they decide to do some kind of racing, I got $5,000. I'm gonna put eight of the fastest G bodies in the goddamn thing. They can get my $5,000. They
can
TikTok,
Dirty
Diana, Miss Graham, all them motherfuckers look like that. Keisha, yeah. They can get my $5,000. I don't give a fuck. Just bring your ass on over here and stop talking about it and just be about it.
The B-Body.
They can get
$5,000. That's all I want, Bobby.
Bobby, I was
sitting here on the show listening to Lil Larry. I went and got me a brand new goddamn jar of Vaseline and lotion together, man. I had unzipped my pants and I was finna go to work. And Lil Larry let me down. And he let me the fuck. Come on, man.
He thought he was on the back line.
Okay. I got you. All right.
Now,
tell the truth. Don't Lil Larry look like a miniature Bernie Mac? Don't he look like Bernie Mac?
Oh, man. Not the Bernie Mac.
What'd he look like?
Hey, Bobby, you want to, don't worry about it. Bobby, you want me to tell you a funny, I'm going to tell you something funny. Guess who's talking about somebody with some bad legs, crooked legs? Drake. Can Drake talk about anybody's legs, man?
You know,
Lord,
Drake had no sustain anything. You have to just you have to. You can hear him sometimes. He talk with good sense, and then he go on off the other page somewhere. In other words,
he's not responsible for what he said.
Boy, you smart. You smart.
But Bobby, tell us what we got going on here. Bobby, tell us about Bobby Cole, since you don't want to come on here. Tell us about your race, Bobby. We don't give a damn when it is. Tell us about it.
I ain't really just got through narrating, putting everything together, dog. I got some little class they putting together, like little baby class over there. It got about 45, 50 cars that already trying to get in that thing. I'm putting $5,000 on top of that pot. Wick says off the trailer Friday night, Friday evening. And, may the best man win. I mean, the money should get up there. It's $5,000. I mean, it's $500 entry fee. And, I'm going to take all run. More money for the races for me. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's $20,000 to $30,000. You know, it's good money.
It's your race
and,
money.
Yeah. And I'm trying to put another shootout together. I do have one shootout, basically, that I got a lot of cars in. But I do like for Ryan and Miss Graham them. Yeah, give me a two. Ryan, them get together. I'd love to try to see four or five of them cars go together and get it on.
Well, hold on, Bobby.
I mean, Texas got some fast cars.
Stop, Bobby. Tell them about your ass. Tell them about who you got locked in to get over your ass. Tell them about who you got to get over your ass.
Oh, shit.
What's the biggest one you got? Two of them. I got Marcus Burke locked in. So far, John Gotti. Me and Craig been locked in. If I'm not mistaken, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And things go right, and I'm going to try to grab me two more of them. I know I got A-Train. I'm going to lock him in. And depends on how everything go for me to get that third one.
Yes, sir.
And the hour's going to be 7, 9, and 11. So if it go down, I'll be getting down at 7. I'll be getting down at 9. I'll be getting down at 11. If I make the shootout the next day, I mean, so be it. If not, we'll be putting a new motor in.
Well, shit, Bobby, what if you get knocked that fuck out at 7? What if you get knocked out at 7?
If they allow me enough time, I'm going to go back. I'll be put it back together.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to have enough money to run them three people.
I was just going to say, you're going to have enough ass for all that to cover all that? You're going to have enough ass to cover all that?
Yeah. I'm going to have enough ass to cover that. I do got a new G-body coming out, small block G-body, all steel, all glass. It will be out at my race, first time debut. And you're going to be looking for a little action. Brand new. Brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, Little Larry, you can talk now, Little Larry. Little Larry, you can talk now.
I mean, I am doing the 5-inch 484 shootout. I mean, I'm going to do that. That's on Saturday.
Yes, sir. You got any food? You got any food over there?
Hey. They can eat all day and all night. They can eat day and night.
You gonna have that spaghetti, Bobby?
Yeah, we're gonna have that spaghetti. Ain't no doubt about that part.
Give me some of that goddamn spaghetti.
Come on, Juke, man. You don't know about that Juke, man. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You got to win what it's supposed to weigh, or you ain't got me tonight.
Yeah, you doing, Bobby? Win? You getting some steaks? You getting some pork chops? And you getting some nachos? What the fuck you getting?
No, I'm getting some Baskin Robbins black walnut ice cream.
Oh man, that's a black walnut.
I stopped eating the black walnut because it's scarce. Get you some butter pecan, Bobby. You supposed to get you some butter pecan.
No, I don't eat that butter pecan. No, I don't eat that butter pecan.
That used to be mine. Them the old folk. That's the old folk that eat black walnut.
Hey, that's all I get is butter pecan because I can't find no black walnut up here.
But that what I'm saying, kid. It got to be scarce, kid. Yeah, it got to be scarce, yeah. They used with them old men.
Yeah, the walnuts was scarce one time, but they back right now.
You got to go to the...
Okay, I can't find no black walnut ice cream.
You got to go to the creamery out on 95th and in Oak Lawn, man.
You know he ain't going out there. That's a long way for him to go.
It should
be.
That's on this side of the town. Straight out of 95th.
to Oaklawn, the Creamery, on the right side of the street.
That nigga going way out there to get some fucking ice cream.
Yeah, I don't want to go that far. I just want to be in the grocery store. Then when I see the ice cream, get it. Get on home before it starts melting.
Bobby, you get them out the big barrels or you get it out the store? You get them out the big barrels? Or, how you getting it, Bobby?
Out of the barrel.
Damn, you're yeah. Cool. All right. We know you got a car with an alarm now. Close your goddamn door on that raggedy motherfucker.
That ain't mine, man. I'm gonna stop.
Got a damn black walnut. Yes, sir. That used to be the shit back in the day.
Yeah, I want some. I can't find it. I got to get Buddy Cam. Make that thing.
Bobby, my old lady asked me, what kind of fish that you be cooking? What's the name? What kind of fish is that? What kind of fish is that?
That's white fish. I mean, that's not the sign of the catfish. It's white
catfish.
What is
the
name
of it? Catfish fillet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I love that mother. I can goddamn it. Bobby, you want some bread?
It's a nice thick piece of fish, flat.
Yeah. Bobby gonna ask me.
They sell it two different sizes.
You want some bread? I'll slap the fuck out you and give me some hot sauce and give me that fish. I'll talk about some goddamn bread.
Yeah,
what the fuck I'm gonna do with some bread?
Yeah, they have it in two different sizes. I mean it's pretty good fish.
Well, Bobby,
you need some tilapia, dog.
No, I don't know. I like that shit, Bobby, because but somebody asked me what it was, it's widening. I said, I don't think it ain't widening. It ain't widening. It ain't
no
widening.
I don't like the tilapia shit. I mean, it don't have no meat on it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Tilapia, that's for them goddamn it, them bougie motherfuckers. That's tilapia shit.
I mean, but you know, on that sway fish like that, I mean, you got to have some good, clean grease.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard they call no sway fish. I ain't never heard they call no sway fish, Bobby. I ain't never heard
they
call
that. Yeah, they got the sway fish. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, don't send me to dump that grease no more, goddammit. Burning up shit.
Damn, Skinny, he had you working good.
Yeah.
He had you working good.
Yeah,
that man had me working. Didn't even give me no motherfucking gloves or nothing, man. That didn't burn my motherfucking hand off. He said, kid, I forgot to give you the goddamn Dimensions or whatever the fuck I called that.
Yeah.
Did you eat it in the fish, kid? Did you like the fish? Did you eat it?
Kid, you think I did it?
Kid, did it?
Yeah, yeah, I like
it. What's your body? Did it?
Did
it? Ate the fuck out of it. Chicken, too.
Oh, yeah, the last one you got in the house break last time. They had some damn chicken too. I didn't even know I wanted some chicken until I did it. Bobby's gonna talk about he was cooking it, and I seen Michelle over there cooking the damn shit. I ain't seen Bobby cooking shit.
Well, I'll teach you how to cook.
Hey,
Bobby
was by himself that time. She didn't
see you. Oh no, that's what I first Bobby, I think we was in Macon when I first started liking that shit. I think we was in Macon you was out there cooking that shit, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yes, you
were
there.
Hey, I was over there tearing that shit. I got that trigger man to come get his dog. He over there sitting with me. We talking shit.
One thing I like about old Bobby, when he get that fish cooked, he'll text me. You better come on get it. I'm just taking it out the grease. You better come on, get
him.
I'm taking it out the grease.
They been lying.
Hey, this no bullshit. As that shit was coming out, it was gone. He didn't get a chance to let you goddamn to put it in the goddamn pot, the thing. And let's see, he didn't get
that
put in there.
That mother was right there.
And I be telling him, I said, damn, Bobby, just put mine on the plate. I'll be there, Bobby. You know, damn it. Just put mine on the plate.
He ain't going for that shit. Motherfuckers over there, he's shaking everything. I said, god damn. Say, eat the whole cake. Hold on.
Some motherfucker with old ragged ass goddamn claw, that old fucked up ass. That better be Kamala Harris.
You ain't getting nothing fish down in the Holly Spring, dog?
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, okay. Who was that? Made like they didn't know it. They didn't know nothing about the spaghetti the fish. But once they got over there, they just got them a seat and camped out there and got there. Who was that? Was that Phil Shuler? That went on the Phil Shuler, wasn't it? Some motherfucker pulled up with him a chair and didn't leave the whole night, eating all night. Damn, that must be hungry. Hey, kid, like Skin said, Bobby didn't want to try to hide that goddamn spaghetti. Mike Hill came over there. He was hungry. I said, Mike, I know where they put that spaghetti. If you go with me, we can go get it. Man, me and Mike. Me and Mike, we ain't got that spaghetti and threw that goddamn shit up. The nigga thought they had to hear that shit. Yeah.
I'm going to do some of the drunk chicken this time. I mean, I'm going to have a drunk chicken, too. I mean,
what the fuck is that, Bob? What the fuck is drunk chicken?
It's a whole chicken that you set it down on a
beer can.
Bud Light beer can. Bud Light beer can. And, They just let it simmer than that.
Oh, okay. We don't need you doing all this exotic white folks shit now,
experiment.
Bobby. We want
experimenting.
Experimenting. Yeah, experimenting. We don't need all that bullshit, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, you season it by, you know, most of the time we put oranges and apple peels in there and different stuff like that, lemons and stuff like that.
This nigga thinks
I mean, it gives it a flavor.
Dog, that'd be some of the Marshall chicken you ever eat in your fucking life.
Okay, I'm gonna try, but I'm saying okay, he didn't got to be white. Man, he kind of ain't like the white folk, man.
No, that's a nigga. That's a nigga chicken. That's a nigga chicken.
Yeah, that's nigga chicken. I swear, it'll fall off the bone. It'll just fall
okay,
in your hand.
Okay.
It just fall in the piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, if Bobby said good, I'm gonna take his word for it. I'm gonna take his word, but I'm gonna try it though, cause
they used to cook for me down in Hattiesburg, and they started me doing that drunk chicken. Man, he put. Bought them goddamn chickens out of there. When he took the legs off of them, he took out any part of them.
Hold on a minute, Bobby, I'm finna read this motherfucking shit verbatim. This is the truth, Bobby. Man, you got a fucking problem, man. He said Bobby has some deep fried pork chops and greens in Florida to die for. Bobby, how the fuck you got pork chops and you didn't let me know you had pork chops, Bobby? You know I love pork chops, Bobby. Come on, Bobby, how you do that shit, man?
that's,
and get what? Somebody white texted to me. I ain't gonna tell you, goddamn it! Father bitch texted to me. Father bitch just texted shit to me. Steven and Stephen.
Not Steven and Peggy.
Now, but see what I see, Steven and Peggy. I'm gonna hit them in the motherfucking mouth too. But they know I like pork chops. Peggy cooked me pork chops and shit. She cooked me pork chops and she didn't even tell me.
I kept calling you, you wouldn't come.
Man, you didn't call me no time and told me you had no fucking pork chop. No time. I don't got no pork chop, man. And Peggy know better. Peggy see with both. Shit, Peggy cooked me pork chops and know that shit and know I like a pork chop.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. I said, he got everything you need over there, shit.
You ain't like Mike Hill, huh? You don't. You know, Mike Hill, you ain't like Mike Hill, are you? You know, he don't eat pork.
Hey, he don't eat pork.
Mike
thought
he
didn't
eat pork because his mama used to put that fat back in them goddamn greens and put that goddamn that stuff on there. He eat it. He just didn't know it.
He didn't know it. Yeah.
That's what they all do when they find out.
Now, Bobby, they say you had deep fried pork chops. What that mean now? Deep fried? That mean you had they was crispy?
Yeah, they was crispy.
Damn, man. See Peggy and Steven, you to take up for me. They usually look out for me. And shit. now he gonna text me this bullshit. And Ted, I know that was up. He just told me. He the one just told me. So, damn, come on, man.
You know, back in the day. Back in the day, Bobby, you know, Big June, he didn't eat no pork till we got them and turned him on to them pork chops. He said, fuck what Willie Law is talking about.
Fuck what Willie Law is talking about. He ain't over there.
Yeah.
Man,
ain't nothing better than me is some good fried pork chop. I can eat them smothered too, but I prefer them fried. I prefer them somebody fried. Yes, sir. I tell motherfucker.
What about that grill?
Well, you know, no, I mean, I eat them off the grill, but I like them better fried. The grill is all right, because normally, unless the right motherfucker cook them on the grill, they cook them, they be too tough.
Yeah, as long as you don't dry them out, they're fried pork chop out there.
They be too tough, and shit, though. But now, when
you
told me deep fried, soon as he said deep fried, my stomach started hurting. Now I got hungry. I'm hungry the motherfucker now. God damn. Yeah. And he said some greens too. Hold up, now Bobby, was your greens real good? How you cook your greens, Bobby? You know how to cook them greens and stuff too, Bobby?
No, we had a dude down there cooking.
Oh, you had somebody cook it? Okay, okay, I got you. Damn, I'm home with a motherfucker. I'm trying to. Now I think tomorrow I got to go way down to goddamn it, fucking Waynesburg to get me a pork chop. Now I'm thinking about, but lately I've been seeing them pork chops like they don't look right. They don't, you know, I go by looks now. They don't look right. I ain't going to get the motherfucker. They might taste good, but if they don't look right, I ain't fucking.
Them pork chops be too damn thick. They make them pork chops have big.
That, yeah, Bobby. That, yeah, Bobby. That's what I'm talking about, Bobby. Yeah. Yeah. Right, Bobby. Yeah. Yeah. Damn sure is. They don't look right. They don't look right. I ain't finna give them because, you know, they might taste good, but I ain't finna take no chance. I don't want to never get a bad pork chop because once I get some bad piece of meat, I don't be want to eat it no more for a while. And I love my pork chop. Damn. Uh-oh, hold on a minute. Damn, Pacho got his hand up and I didn't even see it. Come on in there, homeboy. What's up, homeboy?
You got to marinate them thick ones on that grill. You got to put some juice
in. Damn, I see Ben on here. Come on, Ben. I wasn't even looking at the bowl, man. You open too, Ben.
Hey, look, like we get like T-bone steak, but you want them thin. That's how I get my pork chop thin. I don't like them thick ones. Down here, you can buy them like that, man, and they be right on that grill. But you can't cook it long or you'll dry it out. Like you said, it'll be a rubber band.
You can get a thick one, Ben. You gotta know what you're doing.
No,
y'all gotta see Danny Boy. See Danny Boy is for this.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Ain't nobody around it cooking Ben Danny Boy. I ain't seen nobody yet since I've been living. Cook me on Ben Danny Boy, dude. Since Danny Boy.
I can't remember that.
I got them Danny Boy be fucking them up, boy. Danny Boy would fuck up. That damn Danny Boy can go. That damn Danny Boy. Them somebody just fall off the bone and fall up. They be, woo. I can take Danny Boy. I don't even like steak.
Yeah.
Like the suede fit, Bob. Down here, the suede is cheap down here.
I gotta look that shit up. Let me look it up and see. Well, I ain't never heard this.
It
I ain't
really
know what they call this shit.
And you get a big old bag of suede.
Let me Google this motherfucker see what it look like. Suede fish.
Like Bob was talking about the drunk chicken. I got two of the things that you put the beer, you know, you set the chicken on, you season, set the beer on, and then you can put it in the oven. It don't matter. And do it. Or you put it on the grill. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Once you season, just stick it in there. I got two of the things, just set the whole chicken. No, in the cabinet,
the
I just rub my hand and season inside of it.
What kind of beer you use, Ben?
Huh?
What kind of beer you use, Ben?
You can get any kind of beer.
Okay.
It ain't got a
I'm trying to look
beer.
Up. I'm trying to look up a picture with this suede fish on it, goddamn it. It don't look like
it's like a little than a catfish.
See, Bobby don't look like that.
Captain D's,
I like Black Bobby said, that suede's some good eating. You got more meat with that suede.
Man, that shit at Captain D's, man, that shit tastes like they done cooked it yesterday and warmed it up, man.
Yeah, they ain't on our country cooking.
Ain't bullshit. That shit just went to shit. Bobby, this don't look like no suede fish I'm looking at, goddammit. This ain't the same shit.
But if you're looking at the fish and then when they fillet it, like the settle in the stove, they're different.
I'm trying to look at the way Bobby be cooking that shit. That's what I want to see.
He cook
all
a whole
these motherfuckers
fish.
Look big. No, he
cook
not.
A whole. He cook a whole.
He cook a whole.
I don't know. He on the phone of goat mouth motherfucker.
Filet, man, filet.
Yeah, he get the filet sway. He get the filet sway. And yeah, he get the
okay.
filet.
Yeah.
That's different. He get a filet.
Okay. I mean, I don't be knowing the deal, and all I know is I be eating the motherfucker.
Yeah, but I cook fish in the house. I gotta try it. I ain't never tried it. But it's a fish, but I ain't never cooked it. I'm going to try it. It almost look like a brim or a crap. I'm going to try it. See how it tastes. That's it. It's a group, but it's small like a brim and a I'm going to have to cook it and see. I ain't
man,
never tried it.
Somebody told me sway fish is an imitation catfish.
That's what
all
I just
it
told
is.
You.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Like that fake ass tilapia.
It comes
from the but when you eat it, you don't think about no catfish.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even like catfish
gonna,
no more because it be tasting.
Yeah,
I don't even like
catfish is going to leave a fishy taste in your mouth.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob. I can't stand that shit. Fuck that.
And they saying a tilapia is almost like a sway and that because they live on the bottom.
Man, I don't know about all that. I just know what I like. I'm a goddamn. Fuck what y'all calling for. What them patties? What them fishes be that you get at McDonald's on the fish sandwich? What them patties be? What kind of fish is that?
Man.
Process.
Well, I mean, back in the day, they used to be good. I mean, what kind of fish is that though? What kind of?
I don't know.
Fish patties. Crap.
Yeah.
Might be some carp.
Though.
Might be carp. I don't know.
I mean, back in the day, it used to be good,
like
man. With that slice of cheese on that motherfucker. That,
yeah.
Back in the day, that was some good fish back in the day, man.
With that fucking fish oil.
Fish. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. Codfish.
So Bobby Cole going to have a steak competition at his rate.
Carp for the
good. Well, they was talking about having a cook-off. They had to go a long way to beat Danny Boy, though. Mama got to go a long way to beat Danny Boy.
They got to get there early because that fucking that one I'm play with.
Goddamn Danny Boy, goddamn it. That's the only joke I seen with a gorilla smaller than one Jamie. That's smaller than that damn gorilla Jamie had. And that motherfucker put that stick on that motherfucker. Shit.
Go to work.
Shit. And I know it was good because I don't even like steak. So I know it was good if it was good to me and I don't even like steak.
It was marinated already. It ain't no problem.
I don't know what he did to it, kid. All I know it was right. With a green, I say it like that is because you know right, you don't like something, then you it's right. Yeah, it was tender, man. That something was juicy, flavorful. Ooh, Jesus, I'm not sure how good it was. I ain't had to put no salt on it. I put salt on every goddamn thing. I ain't had to put no salt on it.
I had like 100 something steak. I had 100 steaks. He didn't get the marinade, but he had just got there when he started cooking steak.
Right.
And he marinated them right there and went at it. And them motherfuckers was bad.
Yeah, they were good. And then he did some shit about it. Some damn beef tips or some wing tips or some shit he was hiding over there. And we went and stole them motherfuckers. He talking about, we hold it here for something. Man, we stole the hell out of that shit. That shit. We stole the shit out of that shit, man. You can't have that shit.
And once you
get the ram.
Yeah, shit. He gave me some, though, but I had to steal me one to take back with me because them motherfuckers, like you said, Bobby, them somebody were right. Fuck you did, boy. That somebody was right, boy. Now we got somebody with an old-ass car now. That old-ass goddamn bubble in that motherfucker there. Yeah. But no, man, Bobby Cole race, nobody want to talk about it. Bobby talk about it here. Always good. Easy, good racing, good fellowship, good shit talking. Always a good time, y'all.
Oh man, what about Jamie and the first ass cutting?
Didn't I just say
he promoting this race?
He is, but like I said, they come on here. I told you, this year's tit for tat this year, kid. You do me, I do you. You don't do me, I ain't gonna do you. I love everybody, but do your own shit. You started, I'll finish it for you. Now, if you come on here, he got Cock Monk on him, just like Bobby. He got Cock Monk on him. Come on in and advertise all the fucking every day if he wants. You got to start it, then. I ain't going to start it. Yeah. He going to be all right, though. Once he get closer. Everybody busy now. They may like they too busy to promote.
They get a little close.
Yeah. Ben, you better get that goddamn car. You and out the closet. And let's get some
yeah,
no,
I'm
going
to retire August, dog. I'm going to retire August.
I don't give a damn when you retire.
Then I'm going to let you do what you do with it.
Yeah.
Me and my baby on top. Let you do what you do.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir. That's Pazio, a.k.a. Gritty.
Money,
man, I ain't finna have. Hey, Pazio. Somebody want to ask you? Somebody want to ask you a damn question. Somebody want to ask you a question instead. They want to know where you run the little country.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like I said, the same thing they was talking about. I don't want to run nobody and go class race. So I wanted to say it the other day. So there's a lot of motherfuckers running no time. I'm going to hit them in the mouth. But I know I'm going to duck race. If Lil Country bring his ass duck race, hell yeah, I'm going to ride running.
But now I'm going to say this here, homeboy. I'm going to say this here. If you already done told a sucker that you're going to go to class racing and they still want to mess with you, that's on them. Fuck them. It ain't like you didn't tell them. If you told them and they still want to try you, that's on them, man. That's on them.
Yeah. Anybody that want to try me,
yeah, the
country
done ran them up on the class.
You been start testing? Hey, anybody want to try this? All out, call out, worldwide call out. Anybody no time on 275 want to try me before I go to duck race? Just holler at me. Let's see if we can work something out. Now, my car got fast sitting here. Like what a name, Trigger Man. That motherfucker got fast sitting here.
Sitting here. Yeah.
In country, one maybe want to build a car. Two beat him, but they went other ways. So he was talking to y'all, man. Mm-hmm. When I broke out with 4 or 5 years ago,
yeah.
Not you, dog, but he was talking to both bad.
Yeah,
he was talking to a bad.
Talking
record. Never heard this show.
You talking
record.
You're like Ryan.
The white Ryan. And I went down there and started watching. He had a pocket. No, it wasn't a pocket. What that little Mustang name was?
Well, I know what you're talking about, though. I don't be knowing.
Armageddon.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
It was a pocket. It was down there racing Daddy Dave. When I went to him, I started watching it. I said, I want it.
It looks like they plan on bringing another car. They got a Camaro, if I'm not mistaken.
They gonna take that. No,
pretty motherfucker. Yeah, that's a pretty motherfucker.
Yeah. They make money no prep. So you get a new car, put a new car over there. Gonna sell more shirts. They're like it's like a jersey switch in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got a new number. I'm gonna have to get that.
It ain't like he twisted nobody's arm to do it. Can't nobody get mad if he ain't twisting your arm to buy nothing.
Yeah, you're right. But that's how the fan base is over there.
Exactly. Uh-oh, I'm getting a text. Oh, shit. Get the fuck with the text, sir. Oh, it's a damn text talking about me. My credit card statement online. I don't need to know that, bitch. I know my credit card statement online. Shit. But thanks for the reminder, though. Yep. Well, we had a crossroads, y'all. We had a crossroads. Everybody's being kind of peaceful. We ain't got y'all got anything you want to talk about? You know me. I'm ready to get the hell out of if y'all ain't got anything to talk about.
When you when you're heading to Bradenton, Dalt?
Probably tomorrow night sometime, early Thursday morning or tomorrow night sometime, kid.
Oh, okay.
Good little hump. That's a good little hump, that kid. That's a good little hump.
400 miles?
Shit, I don't know, about 8 or 9 hours. Ain't nothing but a step for a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing but a step for a giant. You see, already down there acting a fool. They said that boy done already went for, what, some 340s down there or some shit? What he went, kid?
Oh, somebody went 349. I forgot who it was.
Yeah.
A blue Camaro or what was that, a Mustang? One of them. Forget the boy's name.
Yeah. Yeah, they already in there showing it.
Travis Harvey ran pretty good there, today. Yeah. He went 367 or 66 or something like that.
Yeah.
Got to get the bugs out the car.
William Brown down there, too.
Yeah.
Big speed.
Oh, yeah, they got some bad boys down there.
It's going to be something to see.
They better take the A game.
They have all them promos down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shit you like to see. That's the shit you like to see, any kid.
I like to see it all. Yeah. Don't make me no different with a motherfucker posting his time or not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The right kid.
All right. I heard that. Yes, sir. Well, it is what
it is.
I know
the ones that don't post their time. They don't want to race, and the ones that post their time, you know, I normally see a race.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Anybody got anything on here? Anybody got any last words? Anything they want to say? Any announcements? Anything they want to say? Todd Moyer. It says Todd Moyer, kid. Todd Moyer.
Todd Moyer? Okay.
Yeah, Todd Moyer. Appreciate it, Pop Wood. Pop
hey,
Wood!
Hey, dog.
Talk to me, baby boy.
Hey, you coming down to Troy Junior Race in March?
I am.
I do so. I'll try you there.
I what you want to do?
I'm saying we could go. We could lock some in. I do you there, and then I know I'm probably, you know, do you any kind of way. I run you in April at Bobby Ray's.
Oh, okay, shit.
Who this gay?
It's me.
Okay, all right. Well, you know how I do it. One race at a time. I got to get my first ass cutting first.
Okay. That'd be straight. Hey, that ain't no problem.
But when the next time y'all racing in Florida, I might come to Florida to see you. I got the first ass cutting coming up. And
yeah.
then I got duck race this in February. Let me see what I got in March. Hold on a minute. I might be able to get to your ass.
Mike Hill race, March the 2nd,
and then, shit, man, Mike Hill race again, then Trouble Reds race. I might not have one race before I can get to your ass.
I'm saying, however it go, I want my revenge, you beat me. I race you at Bobby Race, April or however it go. We can do that.
Excuse me, sir. One race at a time, sir. One race at a time.
I'm telling you.
Slow down, Gabe. Let me show you how. You don't know nothing about this shit because you class race. Let me show you what I mean. if you race me at Trouble Reds race or where we race at, and you beat the shit out of me, I don't want no more. I don't want no more.
Hold on, dog. This to me look good. This is it. If I race you and I beat you, I think I'm gonna try to edge it out. Well,
you go bring it back again.
Excuse me, sir. You talk like you're a little slow.
No,
you can't trick me or nothing. If I go out there and run my race and I run my best and I look at my, if I don't get a ticket, I don't need no ticket. If I know I ran my best, whether you beat me by a fender or whether you beat me by a mile, you can't edge me out. I've been doing this here shit before you was shitting real shit, boy. You can't trick me in this shit, motherfucker.
That's what you say. That's what you say. But I could have left late.
I bracket raised just like you. You talking bracket raised shit, motherfucker. I did that before you started bracket raised.
Man, that
you
man
cool
drunk.
Sound like you got something in his mouth.
Well, I'm drunk, but you go to try conditions, anything. Anything can happen.
Drunk. Sir. You feel it wrong?
Yes, sir.
I race according to the way my car run, not the way you would run. I know about the track.
Drunk.
But I'm trying
okay.
to tell you, if I run my race, regardless about the track or whatever, and you beat me, I don't want no more. I don't give a damn about the track condition,
like
whether you left late or whether you left first or whatever. I'm going to stick my dick in your ass. I got 2 inches. I'm going to stick it in your ass sideways.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I got a Vienna. So I can't go up in yours like that. I got a Vienna.
I told you, I ain't got but 2 inches either.
Yeah. I got a Vienna sock.
That's bread man, brother.
Yeah, I got a Vienna sock. I'm drunk and all that. I just want to race. We'll have fun.
That's what they put on you.
Not
the solo cup.
Yeah.
Woodrow. Man, I always. He about to be bringing out them little plastic no-name cups, though. You know them little plastic cups? Little...
Man.
Because you get from the motels,
no,
and
hey,
hotels and shit.
Hey, you still got the black car.
Sir. Didn't I just tell you? I ain't no use you talking to me about racing until I know
that
I can race.
Man, pull that blue top.
Yeah, I keep telling you. See,
you know what I'm saying, man? Y'all,
you trying to pump fake. What I'm trying to tell you, I can. Now I tell you what,
I'm not trying to pump fake. Okay, slow down.
Gabe. Let me say, you need to slow down and listen. If you want to race me and lock me in right now. I'll lock you in for the first ass cut on the 17th. I'll lock you in right now for that, man, because I'm going to be there with that. What the fuck you want to do now?
Okay.
If you don't want to do that then, set your drunk ass down until after this top of the 17th.
And that man lock you in.
Okay, dog. I sit my drunk ass down. I'm humble.
Oh, man, not the solo cup.
Hey, wait. You stand still, motherfucker.
You stand still.
You ain't no motivated. Haters stand still. That's what you do.
Go pull that ball head champ.
I'll be at the airport, broken on airplane. Somebody been in the crash, man.
Make sure I stay off of them.
Okay.
Make sure I stay off of them. Okay, that's fine. I'm drunk.
My lease, I had my lease, put one of them
goddamn things in your car that you blow in, man. You don't need to be driving.
Oh, man.
I'm not drinking. But okay, I have that. I talk slow.
Hold on. If you ain't drunk.
Unless you blow in that
motherfucking
thing.
When you go to work, you talk like that when you go to work.
Yes, I talk slow. I'm an old man. I talk slow, man.
Solo.
That man, pull that out. Pull that goddamn blue top.
Solo.
Yeah, who the oldest, me or you? Who the oldest, me or you?
No, you older than me.
Okay. Goddamn, you sound goddamn 30 years older
than me.
I'm 48. Oh, motherfucker, you ain't even old, boy.
But I've been raised. The oil dropped me off at the drag strip. The oil dropped me off at the drag strip. So that's how long I've been raised.
Boy,
you know where the oil is, don't you? The oil dropped me off there.
Damn.
I ain't go home. I went to the drag strip.
Man, you embarrassing Bread, man.
That's what y'all say. But we here, and we go race.
You run, dog. You embarrassing the Horn family, whatever.
No, the oil dropped me off at the drag strip. He ain't dropped me off at home.
What's the oil dropped me off at the drag strip. What's their last name?
Oh, man. Bread, man.
Yes, sir.
Kirby.
You embarrassing them.
Man, you so slow, it's ridiculous.
Man, you get your drunk ass off.
You soft in a motherfucker, Whit. You is soft. I thought you was a bad motherfucker. I thought you were bad. And I don't like to cuss, so I'm a Christian man. But you soft in everything could be.
All right, don't make me get goddamn J Money on him.
Well, I go ahead. J Money stupid than you, so I ain't gonna get up.
Don't make me get J Money on this motherfucker.
You and J Money got dirty shoes all together.
Yeah, don't make me get J Money on this motherfucker now.
Y'all got dirty shoes all together. Get dirty strippers.
You better take your drunk ass to sleep, cause you embarrassing Bread now.
Well, I ain't embarrassing nobody. I'm chilling. But, dog, if you want to do something, we'll do something. It's all good.
And, man, they said the same thing 7 motherfucking times, and I done already told him. He's still talking
Solo.
About the same
shit. Man, he's drunk. Solo.
I'm drunk.
He's drunk.
I'm drunk. Yep.
Play one of your drunk songs,
dog. Hey, dog, play one of your good songs for me, dog. I'm drunk. A man can't be happy. A man can't listen to your church and be a No, you should have played Mississippi. You should have played Mississippi.
Roy Free. That's right. That's Roy Free. Matt, that's why I got that song, Matt. Matt the one said, Roy Free. Matt know that Roy Free because I got that song for Matt.
Hey,
dog,
what's the song
where
you saying, I'm drunk as hell?
Mississippi. I think I got this. I'm just a Mississippi.
No, Ray Mason.
I think I got one that said it, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah.
Look at Bubba.
Oh, man. Spoonful.
I'm tired of the city of life. Everything's much too fast. Country grass, city so high tech.
Well,
I don't
want
to battle my brain. Lord knows I'm a country boy. I wanna go back to where I came. I'm just a Mississippi boy. Mississippi mother.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Bubba, you coming this weekend? You gonna be down at break this weekend,
what?
Bubba?
Yeah, Bubba, I'll be there.
All right,
I'll see you this weekend, Bubba.
Hey, Gabe,
go out there and crank
the car
up.
That motherfucker rated, too. Woo, Lord.
What class you going to run in this time? 650 or 550?
I'm going to get in there no time. But I'm just going to run some test passes. They going to let me in.
sit your drunk ass down.
Red man go win the 550.
Oh, man.
Red man can't even,
Red
man can't even go 550. How you going to win it? He can't even go. Red man can't even go 550.
Hold on. Y'all get mad all you want. Red man, my man, ain't heel sharp. And that car looks so beautiful. He going to win the 550 this weekend. I guarantee you.
Red man,
dog,
Red
I
man can't
you.
Run 550.
Hold on, dog. I told you my brother was going to run the number when I got there. I had to work all week. When I got there, he ran his number. My brother going to win the 550 this weekend. If not, he going to at least go two rounds. He ain't never did it before.
Well, we can go for that.
I said it's on the dog show. My brother going to at least go two rounds. He ain't never did it before. But one time. I guarantee you, I'm standing on dog show. No,
how much you
want to
bet on that?
He going to do it.
How much you want to bet on
it? He going to do it.
How much you want to bet on that? How much you want to bet on
that?
You want to bet 100 on that?
I bet, I ain't no big man. I bet $20.
Oh, come on, man. It ain't worth
you be down
there. That damn slow ass shit. Yeah, but it ain't worth me.
You
going to
be there?
Watch that shit.
You want to bet a bottle of whiskey, dog.
Dog, we're going to bet
$20. Whiskey or wine? Whiskey or wine?
Oh, man. Not the Morgan Davis 2020.
We're going to bet $20.
No, I tell you, I don't want to do that.
Two rounds.
No, I don't want to do that because I want Red Man. I want him to win. I want him to win. I don't want to be out there. I don't want to bet against him.
Hey, Gabe, you want to have a pint?
No. I'm telling you what's going to happen. See, Whit. I ain't going to say nothing about you, Whit. I ain't going to say nothing, but I love you, baby.
I ain't going to lose all that, Gabe. Fuck him.
I ain't going to lose all that.
Now, Bobby, don't you talk about me, Gabe.
Gabe, get your goddamn ass in there and get you something else to drink. We on the way down now. All right.
One time for your man. My older brother, yeah. K. I ain't got to say that. There's no more. My old brother, K. I'm chilling.
Hey, yeah, I make Baldy blow y'all ass off when you get there.
Oh. Hey, listen, man.
Don't get on here talking that foolishness. Lock that in and Baldy come to the track. Lock that in.
Mm-hmm. I make Baldy to whoop y'all ass now. You know he's been
Lock that in. We wait.
Hey, Red Man, you want to bring the car that once Willie Dawg, see, he ain't going to bring shit start no more. We ain't going to have no trilogy.
Hey,
yes,
go get another drink. Leave dog alone. Go get another
drink. Okay, old brother.
Oh, man, not the solo.
Yeah, leave dog
alone. No, we'll get him in March. Okay, Brad.
Not that type of race. Just let dog hold the mic and do what he do, and we going to do what we do. It's time to show up. We ain't talking about nothing. We ain't got to talk no more. Let's
That's right, Kirby.
We ain't got to talk no more. Let's go out here.
Okay.
Sit back.
Okay.
We good.
We gonna have fun.
Thank y'all for the show. Thank y'all for listening in. Gabe, go ahead and get you another drink. I'm finna call you on another line. Thank
for
y'all
your
for
mind.
I'm gone.
Thank y'all.
Bobby, I love you. I love you, baby.
We'll talk to y'all another time. We got work to do.
Hold on, Bread Man. Anybody got anything else? If you don't, I'm going to let Bread Man close out. Anybody got anything for Bread Man close out? Bobby Cole, where you at, Bobby? Y'all got it? Anybody got anything? Right, bread man, close us out, bread man. Close us out, bread man.
What type of closing out you want? A short one? A long one? What type
I don't
you want
give
a you tell me.
Whatever you want to do, Curtis. Whatever you want to do, Curtis. Just, when you said bye, I'm finna close it out. I'm going to hang it up when you said bye.
Okay. Okay. Let me go here. If anybody got any requests, if anybody injured, y'all can hit the one button and throw their names in here. Yes, sir. Throw their names in here, and we'll go ahead and get this situation started. Talk to me. Give him a chance, dog. Give him a chance to hit the one while I get my sermon together over here, because I'm finna preach tonight.
Yeah.
I'm finna preach.
Yeah, I thought you were finna close out.
I
didn't know you were finna do
it. I am, but you know. Yeah,
we heard
some
preaching earlier.
Well, that's good, but you ain't hear my testimony, though. Talk to me.
Okay, all right then, Bray, man.
Okay. Everybody good. Well, we can go to the next level with this right then. Everybody good. Check this out. I just want to leave with this right here, man. We all need to be safe out here. 2024 has arrived. And one thing we would like to do is motivate each other. This bread man one time talking, motivate each other, cultivate our minds, and continue to strive for everyone to move further in life. Prophecy. And that'll be the thing. Y'all have to excuse me being here partying, me and the wife. Cut it down a little bit. With that being said, let me go ahead and let this thing go. Y'all excuse my brother. He mean well. You know how it is out here in this world. And I did get on here late. I do appreciate y'all understanding. And we trying to go to war this weekend, and y'all keep us in prayer. This is the bread, man, one time for your mind. God bless us all and help us all. That's it. That's all. Later.